mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is September 15th, 2008, on this Monday edition. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Again, in the fourth hour today, we'll be looking at child kidnapping services or the private international banking cartel's eugenics service that is publicly sworn to destroy the family and ruin as many people's lives as possible and to put more than two-thirds of children on deadly psychotropic drugs. That's what they do. So we'll be talking about that then. In the interim, wide open phones today. We'll be talking about a lot of issues. Pakistan fires at U.S. helicopters as things escalate there. Lehman Brothers files for bankruptcy and emergency reorganization. Wall Street awakens to two-storied firms failing, not just Lehman Brothers, burdened by $60 billion in soured real estate holdings, filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition in U.S. bankruptcy court after attempts to rescue the 158-year-old failed firm. Bank of America Corp., which is a Federal Reserve private family shareholder, so they control the government, they can issue themselves all the liquidity they want, is snapping up Merrill Lynch & Co. for $50 billion all-stock transaction. We are seeing the beginning of the Great Depression right now, but unlike the Great Depression, you're being put on the tab for all of it, and the paramilitary police forces will enforce it. Bondage is now taking place. And don't worry, police, your family's futures are being wrecked as well. So enjoy your petty power. Enjoy it all. Enjoy your ride straight to hell with the rest of us. Rogers says the dollar to lose world reserve status. Greenback sinks following news of Lehman Brothers bankruptcy. With the green bank plummeting after the news of Lehman Brothers bankruptcy, top investor Jim Rogers predicts the dollar will lose its status as the world reserve currency and has resolved to buy more gold despite a recent fall in the price. You see, before the private bankers fully bankrupted the country and then put the bill on us, protecting themselves and literally taking over almost all the real assets in the world in the process, before they did that, and this is just the beginning, they had to first drive down some of the commodities and drive down gold so that they could buy up more of it for themselves during the interim, and that's what's been happening. I mean, inflation massively increasing double digits, above 15% annually, now compounding. Just jobs, factories, and manufacturing, which is now even putting together hamburgers called manufacturing imploding, service imploding, just restaurants closing down all over the place, homes for sale everywhere, even in, quote, better-off cities like Austin, Texas, or San Francisco. But don't worry, there's more police cars, more prisons, more riot vehicles, more riot gear, more cameras, more helicopters. Always money for that, just pouring out, just gushing out the lifeblood of America and the free country, just pouring out right into the vampires, greedy, hungry, languishing, wide-open maws. As the pall of the New World Order spreads across the world, as the greedy, mindless yuppies giggle and smirk and laugh and make jokes about everything as they careen over the cliff. You know, a little bit dark here today because things are dark. And only by facing just how dark they are can we turn all of this around. Wilbur Ross, possibly 1,000 banks will close. Another headline here. This is from the Financial Services. In an exclusive interview with CNBC, Wilbur Ross, chairman and CEO of W.L. Ross & Co., says he sees possibility as many as 1,000 bank closures in coming months, and this will create opportunities for investors. Yes! Snapping up all the slave goods. They'll be right back. Wide open phones today on the economy, on what's happening geopolitically.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Discussed on the Sunday news shows and on the 24-hour news cable networks. Sarah Palin and her daughter's boyfriend, Levi. And it's playing the men off against the women and black off against white. All this balkanization. Two different candidates that they've given us, Barack Obama. And, of course, Sarah Palin, both of them tailor-made for the soap opera mentality. And then you've got the Teddy Roosevelt war hero type. John McCain, doesn't matter if he's for total amnesty for illegal aliens, open borders, gun control, warmongering, 100-year wars, domestic police states. He says he wants to use the U.S. military on the streets to, quote, fight crime. They don't even deny now that they're going to use the military against the American people. And ignorant folks say, well, what's wrong with using the military to fight crime? And I was watching the deputy head of Health and Human Services yesterday, grandstanding as our saviors on C-SPAN during the hurricane. In the aftermath, and it was a rear admiral. And then later I saw the head of another separate federal agency who was a general. And then I started thinking about it. I mean, I know NORTHCOM's in control. I know we are a military district, just as China was a military district divided up by Europe and the United States 120 years ago. Study what they did in China, and that's what the globalists are doing here and in other third world nations. And we are now designated as a third world nation by the New World Order. We are designated by the IMF and the World Bank and the Club of Rome and others in hundreds of declassified documents we've had guests on and we've covered here to be subdivided, to be strip mined, to be pushed all the way to the wall. We are known as the world's suckers. And I keep making that point because do you like being suckers? I mean, do you like being used and abused? Do you enjoy being fooled? These people with the support our troops stickers all over their cars, driving around with NRA stickers, feeling good about themselves, strutting around going, that Obama, he's a Marxist commie, and we're going to deal with him. No, he is a foundation-controlled candidate who is meant to direct the lower classes into a Marxist-Leninist system to dispossess and rob the middle class and transfer it to the banking elite. And John McCain is going to do the exact same thing, just with different nomenclature, different window dressing. All I'm trying to do, desperately, is to get the population to look behind the curtain. 9 years ago, and right up into the last 2 weeks, we have had guest after guest after guest, respected economic analyst, top economist, former Treasury heads, to tell you that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were going to go bankrupt. To tell you it was a fraud. It was a Ponzi scheme. A black hole. And the real scam is now happening. You're seeing more theft in the months that have passed and the months and years to come than you ever saw in all the history of financial speculation and chicanery and skullduggery. You see, quote, bailing out the home loans. That's only the tip of the iceberg. That's just a few hundred billion dollars. But see, it cascades into the fact that Those hundreds of billions were then sold as securities, as solid gold securities, as AAA rated. And they were sold out in the world market, and then those securities were held and then leveraged out and loaned out 10 to 1, and then they would loan those out 10 to 1. Have you done the math when you leverage $200 billion times 10, and then you leverage that out times 10? You are into hundreds of trillions of dollars. In fact, I can't talk on the radio and type into a calculator. John Harmon, do you have your computer calculator there? I could do it if I had a handheld one I could talk while I entered it. What is, and we're being conservative, if this is just one area and we're giving it a low ballpark in the U.S., $200 billion of bad mortgages. Where from the brokerage houses and the big banks right down to the local brokers, the real estate agents, the appraisers, and the citizens lying. The individuals, see, it's a corruption. Top down, straight through. And it's only one tiny facet of securities fraud. One tiny area. You think the scams are big in $200 billion? How about $4-plus trillion missing from the Pentagon in the last decade? You think that's a big scam? How about trillions for states like Texas and New York in the comprehensive annual financial reports, the second set of books? You see, it'd be like if I made $80,000 a year, hypothetically. But I told my wife and showed her books on a computer in QuickBooks and said, honey, here's our budget. Our budget's only $40,000. And I would never have lied to her. I just never told her about the other set of books that had everything on it. See, what you budget is what you say you have. It's a semantical lawyer trick. And so your cities and your counties, on average, have been spending about 20% of the revenue they take in, on average. We've had the former head comptroller of the Air Force on, who discovered Walter Berrien's research more than a decade ago. And he's got his own website, what, Kaffir Man? And he goes over the fact that now this is before they bankrupted it all, so we couldn't get it, and so they got real assets. They leveraged it to infinity. That every American would get around a $50,000 dividend or bonus from government investments every year, and they could expand government growth at about 3% a year in regular size and around 5%. Now, this was a few years ago before they did all this. And around 5% for inflation. Just like in Alaska, they get paid around $4,000 dividends a year and don't really pay any state tax. That's how much wealth there is. See, the globalists want to artificially restrict wealth, artificially control it. They are monopoly institutions, monopoly men. They work in combines, cartels. And so you think $200 million from housing loans, that was a literal drop in the bucket compared to any of the scams, but trillions at the state level. City of Austin, last time I checked, had over $5 billion in CAFR investments, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report investments, separate, off budget, not for pensions, not for anything. And you see the mayors that'll do a $200 million, $400 million bond package, and they never spend the money on the bond. It goes to investments, and you'll find out, oh, that mayor got hired as a consultant by the companies, brokerage firms they invested that with, and it was getting 20, 30, 40, 50 grand a year. But the mayor will have dozens and dozens, in some cases, every mayor, every one of the major mayors in my town, of consultancies with those companies. And he'll go to one meeting a year, or two meetings a year, and be paid to fly there another 10, 20 grand, and just sit there and give a speech or talk or be in attendance, and, oh, that's your payment. So you think they're going to stop any of this? This is legalized crime. And the shysters, all along, as they've done in third world countries and as they've done in first world countries, this is economic warfare. They said, Well, why should we just sit here and give ourselves our own private cash machines and our own private equity lines to buy up real assets? Why not build up a police state grid, put the military in control of the United States, stage a terror attack to sell the public on accepting the end of the Bill of Rights, and then fully take everything? And then when they try to squirm, it'll be too late. And that, in a nutshell, is what has been done. But to fully bankrupt you and to fully make you chattel serfs, now it's all fraud, so you really don't owe these debts. Right here at the end, it isn't hundreds of billions a year they're stealing. It's trillions. It's everything. And as the, quote, private Federal Reserve bails out the other, quote, banks, they're bailing themselves out. It's not bailing themselves out. It's banking consolidations. It's the less than 14 private shareholding families of the Federal Reserve. That data is very closely held, but there's been a few congressional hearings more than 70 years ago about it, and the families were public at the time. Rockefellers, Astors, Rothmans, Oppenheimers, same names, Saxe Coburg, Gothas, Bank of England. They issued unlimited credit to themselves that you and I back up and pay for. This is like someone opening a credit card and putting millions of dollars on it. Last time, a few years ago, last time I checked, it was the average American owes about $88,000 in the national debt. Do the math now as it goes from trillions to thousands of trillions in real debt. We all owe tens of millions. Do the math. To them. And they're going to take it at the point of a gun. You're not meant to ever pay it off. You are a chattel slave, unless you say no.
I read the news today, oh boy.
Gigantic banks were absorbed by the Federal Reserve.
What a lucky man who made the grade.
And we get to fit the bill.
And though the news was rather sad,
we also get to pay for the police state apparatus.
Well, I just had to
that will squeeze it all out of us.
I saw the photograph.
And we get to watch illegal aliens above the law while it all happens.
He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was on the house of law.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you.
I'm glad that you have joined us today. I'm actually tortured by what's happening. And I somehow hope that if we laugh at the yuppies and others, they'll somehow find out there is a new world order, there is a private banking elite, they do have IMF and World Bank documents where they plan to make us complete slaves and bankrupt this nation, and just maybe we can turn this around, and maybe the police and military won't mindlessly serve this evil. I mean, folks, when they're heading up a whole bunch of mainline federal agencies with military officers, like they are, we're in a lot of trouble. And when they've got foreign intelligence heads running Homeland Security like Chertoff. I mean, it's just, we are such a dominated, captured company, a nation, and this country is a company. Proper Freudian slip there. And we are being used like a holding company that's there to liquidate the assets of this nation. And the globalists are just bank robbing us. They got control of the government. Their only in danger is that we might seize control of it back and prosecute them. And so they are securing it through arms, and it is classic tyranny. Classic jackbooted thievery that's going on. And meanwhile, they've got, you know, the liberals giggling and laughing on power trips going, our time's come, we got a black man. And they've got mindless conservatives running around scared going, we got to vote for McCain or a dirty commie Marxist black guy will get us. And Sarah Palin's good. Oh, she says it's of the Lord to be in Iraq and that we need to attack Russia. She said we need to have a war with Russia. Completely out of her mind. Complete puppet. Runs nothing. Oh, look, she's a good-looking woman. That'll give us some change. Meanwhile, most people are hearing the mainstream media go, everything's fine, everything's so what? Major banks are imploding and being taken over, and hundreds of billions of dollars now every day or two are being guaranteed on the backs of the American people through the Treasury for the private Federal Reserve. And never mind, and they're just going to issue more liquidity, devalue the dollar, while at the same time cutting off liquidity for the average person. The average institution, the average person, the average corporation, they're not getting any credit. That's being turned off. The credit is all going right into the big baby goblin that is the New World Order. And it's growing quite large and vicious and, getting big for its britches. When we watch this unfold, I mean, we tell you almost a decade ago they were going to implode, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and it happens. And we tell you years ago what they were going to do to commodities, and it happens. And we break down how they were building this bubble, and they told you, no, it's not true. It's conspiracy theorists. No, it's not true. And now they're saying, okay, there's some shuffling going on, but the economy's actually strengthening, and everything's fine, and support the bailout. But it's not a bailout of people who have outstanding mortgages. It's not a bailout of people that are upside down in their homes. And the media spins that and says, well, people who bought, say, a $600,000 house. And if you're living in Michigan or Iowa, you're thinking, man, that must be a palace. No. In most areas of Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York, a $600,000 house is a $50,000 house in a rural area. I mean, you can get a four-bedroom house for $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 in areas of East Texas. The same house in New York would be $1 million, $2 million. So somebody buys a $600,000 house and now it's worth $300,000, and the media says, oh, they're leaving. They're leaving because they're upside down. No, they're leaving because they don't have money to pay for it. They were living on interest and double mortgages. Your calls are straight ahead at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. Get up.
Get up. Stand up. Stand up for your right.
1-800-259-9231.
Stand up for your right.
Mike, Roberto, Dana,
get up.
Frank,
stand up.
Steve,
stand up for your
and
right.
Others.
Get up.
Your phone calls
up.
Are coming up.
Don't give up the fight.
Now, I've got a giant stack of financial news, but first I'm going to take calls, and hopefully you want to talk about this, because we need to have a discussion about how do we blame who is at fault for this, because for the last decade, really, in the last 9 years, or since 1999, intensely, we've been discussing this bubble, the fact that they didn't just allow the private banks, a select few, to engage in their fractional reserve banking, but that they widened that. That they allowed all sorts of other fake securities to be created and allowed those to be sold in the open market, that the advertising was massively intensified falsely with all these talking heads telling everyone how wonderful it was to invest in all this crap. The stock market is supposedly dropping 300 points today, but keeping some of its value over the years. But if you look at inflation, it's lost more than half of its value. I mean, these are basic economic facts, and the public is not aware of them by design. So now will the public, as America goes into emergency restructuring, and restructuring means expansion of raping, expansion of taxation, regulation, government control. The only jobs you're going to be able to get are running prisons or servicing prisons or being in prisons or running the red light cameras, the face scanning cameras, the biometrics, the databases. I mean, the military-industrial complex is becoming the economy. And if you think the government kidnapping 1,400,000 kids a year and you think all this corruption's bad, you ain't seen nothing yet, as they say. So how do we discredit these monsters that have organized this and implemented this by design? How do we pin the tail on the donkey? Or do we let them just pass it on to a new, oh, Bush is gone, he did it, Barack Obama or John McCain. Oh, well, now the new president's dealing with the crisis caused by banks and others in the past. But even the banks didn't really mean it. I mean, that's how they phrase it. If we don't expose these people at the grassroots and show who they are and what they are and what they've done, they are going to bring us into the next phase. They always give you a crisis, then things get worse, and they go, oh, we have another solution, but with a new face, a Sarah Palin, a John McCain, a Biden. And that is a new face for the American people. Most of them don't know who Senator Biden is. People that read a newspaper once a week think they're intellectuals. They'll say, this is high information and magical information. I know how to read the newspaper. I have an IQ of close to the Cookie Monster. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just sheer lunacy. I sit here watching the ship steaming towards an iceberg at full speed. I'm warning everybody, hey, the captain's crazy. He's out of control. And they're saying, there's no ship. There's no iceberg. There's no captain. A public trained to live in denial. A public trained to go along with anything. That's devastating. That's dangerous. People should be climbing the walls right now. They should be at their city councils, demanding to know about the double set of books and the comprehensive annual financial reports. But you can Google the name of your city, county, school district and find out about it in 5 minutes. It's not even secret. It's hidden in plain view. It's just not on budget. You should find out the fraud is... Well, I mean, imagine giving private banks national security power to take the entire government over in 1947 and allowing them to have unlimited secret congressional funding and the power to assassinate, kill, ship drugs in, do whatever they want. What's going to happen in 60 years, 61 years since the National Security Act? What is going to happen in there if the country wasn't already run by robber barons and corrupt before that? I mean, let me ask you, if you just gave, say, your employers, your manager, let's say you owned a little auto parts store, you said, I'm going to leave for 60 years. I'm going to leave for 61 years. And in 61 years, I'm going to come back. Here is the family fortune. Here's the family land. Here's the auto parts store. Here's my children's college fund. I'll see you in 60-something years. You'd show up, you'd walk in, and they'd act like you were a trespasser. Or let's say you were the mayor of a town. A better analogy is, let's say you're an olden king back in the Middle Ages of a little kingdom. Let's say in Bavaria. And you're a young prince, and you say to your master of arms, or your exchequer, your... person that does your banking for you. I'm going to return in 60 years. And when I come back, I want you to have everything in good order. Oh, yes, Prince, I'll handle it all for you. And you come back an old man 60 years later, and the son of the Master of Arms meets you there and is waiting to kill you at the front gate, SWAT team you. Son of the exchequer of the... treasurer is now the king and has told all these horrible stories about how you committed these murders in your faraway journey, and they basically arrest you and burn you at the stake. I mean, that's what America is. That's what the cameras and the cops running around everywhere and the CPS and the corruption, the land grabbing, all of it. That's all it is. And that's why they tell you, hey, you're a little person. Sit down and shut up. You're not only the sovereigns, you're not only the kings and queens of your castle, of your home. You pay a yearly rent that's going to go up and up, property tax. And you've got environmental cops on your property. And you've got people in the public schools that you pay for spying on your children, looking for any excuse to have them seized. And you think that's a service. While the enemy, The New World Order wants to overrun the country, drive down wages, bankrupt the states so they can fully federalize health care and policing, overrunning with millions of poor third world people who were then taught by U.S.-funded foundations to hate America, to want to bring America down, which is what the globalists want. And they're above the law and don't get tickets and don't get DWIs and don't get taken to jail in almost every case. And it's even admitted in the newspapers. And we, like schmucks, like jokes, sit there and take it. And I keep harping on that because that's a big deal that it's all selectively enforced. It's legal for foreign drug cartels to invest in the New York Stock Exchange. Just a U.S. citizen can't. Then that's money laundering. The Texas legislature and other legislatures can sit there and vote repeatedly and vote for each other, which is a felony under state law. And they even say on the news in front of cameras, yeah, I do this, but no one enforces it. Felony, 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 felony. Just lawless criminal running wild doing whatever they want. And it's going to get a lot worse. Now, I said I'm going to go to your calls, and I am, but I'm going to get into this more later. I told you that when they turned on the Hadron, Large Hadron Collider, that the world wasn't going to end. What we said is mainline physicists and scientists have surmised that as they do thousands and thousands of tests over the years to come, each time there's a very low probability that a strangelet or a uncharged particle, or there's hundreds of dangerous scenarios, hydrogen explosions, antimatter explosions, that as they do thousands of tests, that it becomes probable that there will be some type of disaster. But the public doesn't know that. The public doesn't know that at the Manhattan Project, the majority of the scientists, including the father of the bomb, thought that it might catch the atmosphere on fire, and that some of their equations showed that, and that they thought it was probable, and that it might actually burn the Earth to a crisp. By the way, they later built bombs that actually do that. Now that's in the mainline books and the interviews, I can play some for you here, of the inventors of the bomb, the A-bomb. Then, in the 50s, they wanted to test to see if the atmosphere would catch on fire or if it would cause a magnetic pulse, EMP, electromagnetic pulse, that would blow out all transistors on the planet. So in one night, they detonated, 60-something high-powered hydrogen bombs over the New Mexico-Arizona desert. Remember that? It's in Trinity, that big Discovery Channel special narrated by William Shatner. You can go rent it at Blockbuster or Hollywood Video. You think I'm joking? Rent it. They're firing them up into the upper atmosphere, trying to catch it on fire. And it did blow out circuitry, but it did it randomly. It might blow some out in Chile and blow some out in Africa or blow some out in Japan. It was random. And so they take the god of death, Shiva. She represents many things. I know Kali is the main Hindu god of death. They take Shiva, and they put her above the Hadron Heavy Collider. And then now they're going to do thousands of tests. And by 2012, for some reason, they plan to do it at thousands of times the current strength it's at, taking huge particle beams they've accelerated and running heavy particles, uranium, plutonium, and others, together head on. Now, that's how you get hydrogen bombs. That's how you get thermonuclear explosions. And there's all these, and then I've even seen Hadron scientists go, well, it could create a black hole, but it'll be small and probably won't cause any problems. But we're going to do this. And so people say, well, we should have a debate about this. This should be assessed. And we're crazy people. We're bad. We're nuts. All these top scientists leave different biotech companies. We've had them on as guests here. They feed them to rats, feed them to guinea pigs, GMO potatoes, GMO carrots. They'll change one gene in it, and they'll get that one change, but it'll randomly change thousands of other things, and it's killing the animals, shrinking their brains, attacking their organs. They're dying. They know. And still it's approved. In 1991, an executive order says anything can basically be approved. If it looks like a potato or looks like a carrot. And so now, for more than a decade, you can buy glowing rhesus monkeys from China or South Korea or Hong Kong, and people have them here in the States, been on the news, a glowing monkey that in the dark glows blue because it's part jellyfish. You know what that does, taking a colony animal and putting its DNA, splicing it into the skin DNA, the DNA that expresses into tissue of a monkey, and then putting that toxic waste dumped in the ocean, the rainforest being chopped down, all that's serious, plankton die-offs, overfishing, all that's real. No, we'll just have a global tax, and people will drive around with carbon indulgences. Oh, I give money to an environmental group to steal more private property, and then I stick a sticker on my car saying that I have a carbon credit. It's like an indulgence. Oh, I commit sin. I've committed adultery. I'll go buy from the church a carbon indulgence. I drive an SUV. I'm evil. I'll buy a carbon indulgence. Warning sounded on the future of the web. So this is what they're saying now. Now, again, Internet 2, institutions of the government are shutting down the old web, killing it, bringing in filtering control. The new web will be highly taxed, regulated. You'll have a subpage with a government or industry domain. You'll have no free speech rights. They can shut you down whenever they want. This is all stated. But they claim terrorists are about to attack the Internet to shut it down. Oh, they'll kill the old Internet, but you'll go to the new Internet. Don't worry. Warning sounded on web's future because we're crazy, and on the web said that the Hadron Collider might be dangerous. They misrepresented it and said that we said the Earth would end last Thursday. Warning sounded on web's future. BBC, the Internet needs a way to help people separate rumor from real science. Oh, they will tell you, says the creator of the World Wide Web. Kind of like Scopes, that website about urban legends that tells you there's no such thing as a human-pig hybrid. Doesn't matter. It's all admitted in hundreds of mainline publications. I just said it doesn't exist. Public show doesn't exist. So you wanted to, I guess, maybe the Urban Legend website can tell us that major banks and brokerage houses aren't going bankrupt every day. Maybe you can tell us there's no inflation because the White House does. Maybe that. See, it's a world of delusion and denial. Talking to the BBC, Sir Tim Berners Lee said he was increasingly worried about the way web has been used to spread disinformation. You mean like WMDs are in Iraq, or how the Intel Center run by the CIA uploads fake Al-Qaeda videos? You mean like that? Sir Tim spoke prior to the unveiling of the foundation he has co-created that aims to make the web truly worldwide. It will also look at ways to help people decide if sites are trustworthy and reliable sources of information. Yeah, go ahead and certify them. People will then believe whatever site isn't certified by you. You think people listen to any of your bull anymore? You really think we're listening to you? Just let all, you know, it's too late. Your newspapers are already all going bankrupt. It's too late. Your TV's already totally Congress has got a 9% approval rating. You may bring a few suckers in with Palin and Obama, new faces, a woman, a black guy, but people will see through that in 5 minutes. It's over for you. Now, you were able to rob and steal everything and poison people and give 1 in 3 diabetes and 1 in 3 cancer from 1 in 33. And you were able to kill a lot of us and carry out your eugenics operations, but we're getting wise to you. A sort of conspiracy theory of sorts, and which you can imagine spreading to thousands of people and being deeply damaging. He said, he goes on to say it was just horrible that people said that the Hadron Collider was going to destroy the world last Wednesday and Thursday. No one said that. People said there is a potential that hasn't had an environmental assessment done. I'm not a fan of giving a website a simple number like an IQ rating because people, they can vary in all kinds of different ways, he said. So I'd be interested in different organizations labeling websites in different ways. Sir Tim spoke to the BBC to publicize the launch of his World Wide Web Foundation, which aims to improve the web's accessibility. And I got to say, this guy's claimed he's against Internet, too, and that it is a plan to take over. So he says some good things. But he says it's discrediting the web, all the disinfo out there. And it is. But people've got to learn that that's what free speech is about. There's going to be bull. There's going to be stuff that's accurate. I mean, you know, that's the way it is. Sir Tim talked to the BBC in the week in which CERN, where he did his pioneering work on the web, turned on the Large Hadron Collider for the first time. The use of the web spread fears that flicking the switch for the light-hardened reactor could create a black hole.
As we've been tragic on the wine spread, much too long.
The Babylon system is the vampire sucking the blood of the children.
Babylon system is the vampire.
1-800-259-9231.
Sucking the children day by day.
Oh, they told us trust the banking system. Yeah. Trust Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Don't listen to conspiracy theorists.
System is the vampire.
Don't listen to all the physicists saying that these superconducting supercolliders turned up on high would be really dangerous. Top scientists back when they were building one in Texas said, don't do it before there's more studies. But that doesn't matter. We've got a government that detonates high-powered hydrogen bombs in the high atmosphere just to see if it'll blow holes in the atmosphere or set the atmosphere on fire. We've got a government that's completely psychopathic. And if you don't like it, you know, if you don't think drinking pesticide in your water table's good for you, you're a conspiracy theorist. See, conspiracy theory label is about people rationalizing and living in denial. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory that if you jump in front of an 18-wheeler going 100 miles an hour that it might hurt you. Actually, it's good for you. I stand in front of 18-wheelers going 100 miles an hour every day. It's a way to just neutralize discussion, and that's what the public wants. They don't want to think, but some people do, and that number is growing. Okay, look, I said I'd have open phones today. I am. For the next 2 hours, wide open phones interspersed with financial and military news, like Pakistan fires at U.S. helicopters. We're going to go to Mike, Roberto, Dana, Frank, Steve, and many others that are patiently holding continually. Going to your phone calls as quickly as possible now. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Texas. Thanks for holding, Mike.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call, sir. I'm a hurricane survivor, and thank God I only have minor damage. Did you and your relatives, are they okay?
Yeah, it was not as bad as the media had said as the headline. A hurricane not as bad as expected, but 26 dead, and large parts of Galveston and Houston are really torn up, and so very, very serious.
Well,
no, my family's fine. My family in Houston ended up coming, to East Texas while we were there.
Right. What I was going to tell you, last night I was listening to a news conference on radio, and Wayne Dosofino, one of the investigative reporters of Channel 13, was mad at the governor. They are not letting anybody fly over Bolivar Peninsula, and they're not letting anybody in, and they can't understand why. Well, they said finally, well, there might be some unpleasant surprises. What do you think they're trying to hide?
Well, a lot of times, we know in New Orleans they shot and killed hundreds of people. And they gun confiscated and killed a lot of citizens that wouldn't turn their guns in. And they had to mop that up and cover that up and under a national security umbrella. And FEMA uses this as an excuse to train the public that they... See, people didn't want to leave because they knew they were going to be locked out. Now they're talking about people being locked out of Galveston for weeks, and a lot of people were poor, didn't have cars, they wouldn't let them take their pets, and so they got on buses, they were taken to FEMA camps, they were given barcode IDs, they were treated like prisoners, and now their dogs and cats are going to die. And again, people didn't used to leave in the past. So it's about the media training us that citizens are bad, citizens not listening are bad, citizens are stupid, the authorities just love us and want to take care of us. And separate from a debate about whether you should leave or not, the point is that's up to the people. And it puts the government in the place of being the boss and us being like mindless children that they sit on high and give us our orders. You know, that's what all the public service announcements, they may sound reasonable, but that's setting the precedent that the government is the lawgiver. The government sits up there and we're a bunch of, you know, buffoons. And they always show scum on the shows like Cops and Busted. And they always show dumb people that don't listen. they're good, we're bad. They're good, we're bad. And yes, they've locked out Galveston, Bolivar, and they catch them everywhere. The military, the gang member military, can now loot and steal and rape and kill and do whatever they want. Stay there. We'll talk more about it.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, I'm not saying that even 5% of the military is looting and robbing and raping in areas of South Texas right now, but we know in Louisiana that did happen on record. We've interviewed eyewitnesses that came out in the news, and even after the police chief came out and said we're confiscating everybody's guns, even in high and dry areas, the media said, that's not true, it's a conspiracy theory, and the police chief and the feds said, no, we really are, and they put the video out on the news. See, this is going on. They really are using the Army to confiscate guns with just a quiet announcement all over Illinois. No emergency happened there. This is a rogue government, period. Mike, anything else?
Also, the radio I heard yesterday that this is atrocious. The first responders were calling people to say, hey, we don't have enough food and water for us. They were asking the public if they had any spare food or water to bring it to Tully Stadium over on the west side of Houston, because they didn't have enough food for the first responders. That tells them right there that's incompetence.
Well, it's not that. FEMA can't let any of the money actually go to real gear.
Okay.
It's got to all go into the no-bid contracts, $15 million per plastic tarp, and I'm not joking. It has to all go into offshore banks. See, FEMA, by design, cut the power, turned the police radios off. The police caught them hacking the police radios. The towers, the police at gunpoint, and the police have been on record saying this. They were ordered to disband. People ask why the New Orleans police left. FEMA ordered them out of the city and cut their radios off. And then the cops all tried to go to the police station. And they said, oh, look at the New Orleans cops. You know, 80% of them just walked off the job. FEMA cut their lines. That's admitted.
Yeah.
Same thing in Houston. So it's meant to have the local first responders break down. So then FEMA could say, oh, we screwed up. We need more funds, more power.
It's sick. It really is, you know. And our neighbors and I, we all got together last night and had an impromptu, basically, gathering. And this disaster, I think, is causing communities to get close together again, Alex. Everybody I'm talking to is trying to help each other. We're not talking about government officials. We're talking about neighbor on neighbor.
Well, no, that's what's going to do it. And that's why they shouldn't keep people out of there, because letting them back in lets them fix their lives, fix their homes. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Mike. Listen, it is not incompetence. It is done by design to set precedents. Roberto in New York, then others. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Real quick, I just wanted to make a quick point. I went down to 9/11 and, about the military. I saw military police in American streets over there when I was protesting for 9/11 Truth. It was just mind-boggling. I asked them where Posse Comitatus is, and, you know, they just kind of smirked at me and kept walking.
Yeah, it's real funny. They think they have power. Hey, roll your sleeves up, boys. Uncle Sam's got something real good for you.
Yeah. But anyways, listen, it's really not too much about the economy, but it is, because I do pay Social Security every time. You know, I work for my check. I called you about a week ago, but everything was going on.
Yeah, more than half of Americans think their refund checks are free, and then they don't even think they pay taxes. They don't know it's taken out of their check.
Yeah, well, but the point I wanted to get to is that, I called you a week ago about the Crohn's disease, and I went into Medicaid trying to get, because, you know, I got too sick, I lost my job, I couldn't work, so I went to Medicaid to try and get, temporary assistance, and they come up to me, I get, like, 5 forms of ID, right? They come up to me, I was respectful, I did everything I had to do,
oh.
I filled all the forms out. Then, they told me that I would be able to get it because the medication for Crohn's disease is about $400 a bottle. So I did everything I had to do. And then
Remicade? Or were they giving you corticotropic steroids?
It's called Pentasa and Enacort. One of them is a steroid of sorts. So I go into there and they tell me that They lead me into a room and tell me that I have to give a digital fingerprint analysis on this little machine in order to get it. And I told them...
Stay there. I want to hear more about it. Of course, you know they hit you and hit you hard with those vaccines Mommy gave you. I'm sorry they soft-killed you. But you'll make it. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Crohn's disease didn't exist until the 50s. Now it's exploded thousands and thousands of percentile every decade. There are hundreds of major medical institution studies, these are mainline, where they find viral infections from vaccines in the intestines. The body then has an autoimmune response, just like there are hundreds of major studies confirming that vaccines are causing inflammation in tissues, in organs, and in glands, and really cause problems for the pancreas. And so it doesn't matter if you never had diabetes in your family, doesn't matter if you exercise, doesn't matter how healthy you are. You're going to get it because you've had your shots. Because the government is run by eugenicists. But hey, you can laugh and giggle about that, folks. I'm just trying to warn you. I burn with a desire to warn people, somehow shake you out of your slumber. You think you're a jail guard? You think the system will tell you not to give your kids shots? You think you're a cop? You think you're a CIA officer? You're going to get a warning? You're not going to get a warning. Let's say you're some FBI agent who's got a hemophiliac child who's dying of HIV and hepatitis from factor VIII from Bayer. Did you get a warning? No, but chances are you're just going to rationalize and take your kid and plant them in a field when they die and cry and boo-hoo and have a preacher there when you bury them because you love the system and you're going to go down with it, even if it kills your children. Going back to Roberto in New York. Okay, so you got five forms of ID. They want to register you in this biometric system to, quote, get your federal assistance for treatment. Go ahead.
So they try to get me to take the finger image. I tell them absolutely not, and I told them I'd rather be sick instead of do that and compromise my integrity as a human being. So I told them, you know, you can keep your thumb scan, and I left. And then I called the Social Security office in New York and actually got a recorded statement, you know, because they didn't know I was recording it, that I put up on YouTube where I was telling them, you know, look, this is violating my constitutional rights. And the guy talking to me, he's pretty much like, well, it's for your own safety to protect.
It violates the Privacy Act. It violates federal law.
Yeah.
But again, federal law only exists for slaves.
Exactly, and it's you know, so I got a recorded statement. It's under forced thumb scanning / Medicaid on YouTube if anyone wants to hear it. And I'm telling them, look, why don't you stick up for your civil liberties? This is going to affect you too. One day you're going to have to walk into the DMV and get a, you know, iris scan for a driver's license if this keeps up. And he's just laughing, you know, kind of, you know, taking it like a joke. And, you know, I just want to make a call out to everybody and tell them, look, people have to stick up for their civil liberties. They can't lose their Fourth Amendment, their Second Amendment, any amendments, because, you know, this is all going to get put in place just to oppress us, and I'm sick of it, you know. So, I mean, that's, you know, I just
want
to
God bless you, my friend.
It.
Listen, I know it's so expensive and not having a job, it's hard to do. Try not eating anything but Whole Foods, you know, and I don't mean the company Whole Foods. I mean things that are organic, because clearly, GMO then further causes autoimmune responses. There's a lot of studies showing it triggers the viral scarring that people have in their intestines, caused by particularly the measles, mumps, and rubella shots especially in the 60s and 70s and 80s, were live. And there's some other shots that had live virus in them. But even the dead virus, the DNA is impregnating the gut. See, the gut is meant to absorb and accept a lot of different viruses and bacteria. And it gets very complex, but that's part of your body's front line of defense, is having that wide diversity and also breaking down food. But then when you have a bioweapon introduced into you, it can find a place to live in your stomach, in your intestine, upper and lower intestine, large and small intestine. And that's all the actual medical reports. You can look that up yourself. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to hear you're going through so much, Roberto. I would tell you, you see, I went and got arrested refusing the thumb scan in 1997. And I said, we've got to stop this going in. It's a national ID card. Here's the executive orders. I said, it's going to be in gyms. It's going to be in tanning salons. Public schools are going to put it in for kids to get their school lunches. About a year later, it started. I was reading federal documents. They're going to use this for a global sales tax, track everywhere you go. Even if you have cash, you're going to have a thumbprint and face scan to do it. They will turn off your scan, and so you can't even use cash. Anyone who takes cash from you outside the system will be arrested, basically permanently detained. I mean, this is the running man. But now that it's in place, why should patriots drive around without driver's license and without their slave cards and go to the prisons and end up in their system? Because we're coming towards a point where you won't come out. And then the argument is, well, we got to do this to stop the illegal aliens. They're all above the law. I've been at the hospital. No ID, no nothing. They just go to the front of the line. It's a federal mandate. It's only for us, the citizens. But I would tell you, you know, you might as well just go ahead and thumb scan, sir. Every state's already doing it. You know, all the time, not all the time, maybe, I don't know, a whole bunch of times, people walk up to me at a grocery store or at church or the mall or the street and say, I saw your TV show. You're a liar. There ain't no thumbprint to get a driver's license. And I saw you getting arrested in there. That's fake. I went in there and there wasn't none of that in there. And I go, you don't remember putting your finger on a black box with a red light? I remember that. But there weren't no print. I go, well, that's a inkless print, sir. It's a scan. Man, you fool a lot of people, buddy. But you don't fool me. I mean, literally, and you're just like, okay, whatever. You're a liar about goats are part spider. Ain't no such thing. I see right through you, liar. Vaccines aren't bad. You're a liar. It's always somebody like that. I'm just like, okay. And it's always like a big guy, but it's always the same soft 6'4" wimp type who thinks he's tough wearing a UT shirt, and he'll just kind of be like, look, he's Alex Jones. You look at him, he's a liar. Liar. Okay, I'm lying to you then, pal. That's what it takes in your weak little mind, your weak little world. Don't worry, you're going to get everything you want. Frank in Mississippi, you're on the air. Welcome. Frank dropped. I get my list confused here. Who's up next? Steve in Chicago? And then Ben and Jerry and Sherry. Frank, who's up? Steve in Chicago. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I enjoy your show, but there are a couple of points I take issue with you. Number one, you were talking about some kind of racial bias. I said, did you see yesterday's New York Times? We're in there. There was an article about registering voters who are ex-felons or felons. And it said there, I'm going to quote it, last month, Obama campaign workers took down a sign at their headquarters in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, that said felons can vote because it might have sent the wrong message. Now, I called you before and talked to you about 65 soldiers were killed from Memorial Day to Labor Day, while 123 Chicagoans were murdered for that same amount of time. Now, you're telling me there isn't any relationship between Obama and crime.
No. There were twice as many murders in Chicago in the same period for dead U.S. troops in Iraq. So it's twice as bad as you're saying.
Right. And the situation is that you can see the direct link because they're recruiting these people, and that's a New York Times article. The second thing, you keep talking about this Randy Scheuerman of the Project New Century, New American Century, that he caused the war in Georgia. Did you say that, or was it the advisor Woods?
No, we posted articles about the fact that McCain's, one of his advisors, is on the payroll of the Georgian government, but it's a lot bigger than that. Our criminal government's been funding them for about 8 years.
Okay, well, I got two articles. One was a Financial Times Deutschland, and it's quoting the Svenska Dagbladet, That's a Swedish daily newspaper. And it's talking about that new eavesdropping law that they passed in Sweden was to monitor 80% was to monitor the emails from Russia. 80% of the emails from Russia go through the Telia, T-E-L-I-A, Sonera, S-O-N-E-R, Swedish switching point. And so that's the reason why they had that. And from that...
Oh, the government told you so?
No, this is out of the Svenska Dagblad.
Well, listen, I got some serious issues here with you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
there's a lot of... Hold on a minute. A lot of people build straw men here with this show. And by that, I'm not saying that Chicago is not a crime-infested hellhole of gun confiscation for decades because it's run by the son of a mob boss who is a mob boss himself, Mayor Daley. And I just talked last hour about how they're now confiscating guns all over the state, harassing gun owners, using the army. And so wherever you have crime bosses ruling, they want disarmed slaves. And the Chicago police have been known to be criminal for 100 years. I mean, that's public knowledge. So I don't, and they even shake down local businesses. They are the mob. It's from the days of Al Capone and before. And of course he's big city corruption. You're not getting it. I'm saying there isn't a lesser of two evils. They're both puppets. None of them will ever run anything. Barack Obama and John McCain are guys at the back of the bus. I want you to look at who's driving the bus instead of having this debate about these two puppets.
But the situation is he doesn't have street gangsterism to have committed heinous crimes, fiendish criminals, the evilest of evil, supporting him for his candidacy. That's the difference. Both of them are world order, new world order candidates. But who's got the street gangsters and the muscle to back it up? It's Obama.
Well, they're all going to be hurt real bad in the Great Depression. All the gangster Mac Daddyism is going to go by the wayside real fast. All right, I appreciate your call. It doesn't matter. Sarah Palin, none of them. They run nothing. They are nothing. And until we start realizing that and then realize these are just puppets, we're going to keep failing.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That last guy's a classic good old boy. He means well, but he always calls in telling us how Obama has real power and basically flaps around like a vampire bat at night, going to suck our blood. Just picture Barack Obama's head with two little bat wings. The guy runs nothing, is nothing. He's meant to make the public think there's change coming, that they've actually got power through the corrupt system instead of power by exposing the system for what it is. And that's the whole point here. They don't want you talking about how they are repossessing the whole country, bankrupting it, and paying off all their debts in our names, the private banks. They want us discussing Sarah Palin and Barack Obama. These two candidates were cut out of whole cloth to sell the public on being suckered back into discussing this new soap opera. Meanwhile, for those that are not aware of the situation, huge things are happening. Lehman Brothers, burdened by over $60 billion in soured real estate holdings. It's more than that. It's all the junk investments they've sold that people aren't buying now. It's bundling those. Not just bad real estate holdings. That's a small part of it. Filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition in U.S. bankruptcy court after attempts to rescue the 158-year-old firm failed. Bank of America Corporation said it is snapping up Merrill Lynch and Company for $50 billion all-stock transaction. Merrill Lynch before was worth a lot more than that. That's pennies on the dollar. The demise of the independent Wall Street institutions came as a shockwave from a 14-month-old credit crisis roiled the U.S. financial system 6 months after the collapse of Bear Stearns. And they always say, this is the end. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. They know full well where this leads. They've just got to make you think everything's okay, and the public likes to rationalize. They like to procrastinate. They like to be lied to, and they say, okay, everything's fine. So you don't get politically involved so they can fully implode things. See, you've got to pay for all this. And you're always thinking, well, I'll just pass it on to my kids. It's not going to be passed on to your children. You understand? You understand? You understand that? So you can run around and go to church and hear your preacher talk about how Jesus is about to appear and lead us to war with the Arabs. You haven't read Revelations, or you'd know that's what the Antichrist does. Doesn't matter. You're not going to find all that out. You're just going to go to church and worship Sarah Palin, and the liberals are going to go to their black churches and worship Barack Obama and just be suckers again. And the cops are going to be on their power trips. And the financial advisors are going to keep suckering their people. But people are going to remember the seeds we planted and the information we put out and the facts we covered. And then as people see what we have predicted, what we have laid out unfolded, they will remember. And in that is our hope. Okay, let's talk to Ben in Virginia. Then Jerry, Sherry, Eric, Erica, and Karen. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Alex, I just had a couple of things. You keep saying get ready for a victory. Well, we had one on Thursday. We had the most people show up in New York at any other event I've ever seen. We had over 3,000 people there. We were marching through the streets. It seemed more like a police escort than it was a babysitting service. And I even saw some police chanting along with us. I think we're having a huge effect, and we're turning the tide. So that's one thing I wanted to bring up. And
Well, hold on a minute. Did you get any video of the police chanting along with you?
I know other people have. I'm not sure if they've uploaded it yet because they're just getting back. I mean, we had a lot of people from Minnesota. We had a lot of people from all over the country. So
yeah, I'm told sure they got a lot bigger them. Later in the afternoon on September 11th.
Oh, it was huge. We had people who had no association with We Are Change start marching along with us. We grew as we walked. It was enormous. I was so impressed.
Well done.
Also, I wanted to bring up another thing. Do you know about General Michael Aquino from the NSA?
Yes.
That's the easiest target. That's the perfect example of what we're dealing with, because this guy is so sick. He's the
grand commander of the International Order of the Temple of Set.
Absolutely. Yeah, this guy is the biggest sicko. I'm just so surprised that people like him are allowed to keep their jobs, and there isn't a public outcry for their jobs and for them to go to jail. I can't believe it. You know, this is the guy who we have police records on. He could be taken down and put in jail at any time. Any time. And yet it's not done. We really need to highlight
this. But the Brotherhood is the police. What's wrong with Satan? That's their loving master. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. The transmission continues.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody
by way of deception.
Everybody Everybody knows that.
That's what this criminal government's about. It's here to extract as much wealth and labor out of us, the cattle, they can. And then when their new robotic factories, robotic aircraft, drones, the elites say very soon they won't need us anymore. We are a liability. We're to be retired. They see us as lower than a bovine animal, a cow, standing out in the field. And everybody
that you love me, baby,
that they have killed,
everybody
they see as subhuman.
That you really do.
And of course, everybody, humans are always slovenly and dumbed down to some extent, but we have an elite that's done everything they can to distract and divert the population so they're more easily managed and controlled. We're going to now really start rushing through your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to, before this hour ends, go through a big stack of the latest financial news that has come into me. Also, don't forget, you can see all of my films in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Get a membership there with thousands of pieces of media, hundreds and hundreds of TV shows I've done, hundreds and hundreds of radio shows, the fourth hour live video feed in studio. It's also archived. Extras to all my films that aren't even on the DVDs, like Endgame 1.5, which is hour and a half, or is it 2 hours of extra footage and stuff from the film. It's all up there at prisonplanet.tv. Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies, prisonplanet.tv. Remember, the public is now ready to be awakened. They are now ready to face the facts, and now is the time to get DVDs at InfoWars.com. That's the best way to get them, to have them in the highest quality, to make copies, to give those to your friends, family, neighbors, community, to air them on Access TV. I salute all of you that have gotten the films and made copies. Don't count on others to do it. Do it again. We are reaping a giant harvest in the info war. We are unlocking minds like never before. Imagine, people go through life, and especially the last few generations, never knowing the truth, never knowing how things really work, never knowing the Federal Reserve's private, never knowing vaccines are deadly poison, never knowing all of this. And they're beginning to panic. They're beginning to really get upset, the technocrats, the social engineers, the great architects of this doom. They are beginning to realize that their doom is awaiting them, that hell awaits them. They've dug a pit for us. They have planned to be the destroyers, but they will only destroy themselves. Now is the time to work like you've never worked in the fields out there to unlock the minds of men and women everywhere. So please get Fabled Enemies on DVD. Covers the intelligence networks, the operations, how continuity of government, COG, Black Ops carried out the attacks. Truth Rising covers the truth movement and Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and George Carlin and Martin Sheen and Michael Moore and Amy Goodman all talking about inside job and bombs in the buildings. And then the other side, the Barack Obamas, the John McCains being confronted, the Bill Clintons. I mean, it's just an incredible film. Truth Rising needs to be seen. It won't be unless you make it destiny, unless you get it and make copies and have showings of it, get it out to people. So InfoWars.com to get my films and or the books and videos, other books and videos we carry, the best titles out there on the secure online video and bookstore. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Make no mistake, if we don't warn people about the FEMA camps, if we don't warn the general population about how the military is training to take our guns, break up our families, and put us in camps on video, and we have the documents. If we don't ring the alarm bells, they will succeed. This is the slow slide now hastening, now coming to a gallop and soon a full rushing drive towards war and increased tyranny. I mean, the government didn't go for broke and start breaking all laws for no reason in the last 15 years, spending tens of billions a year to buy off reporters and put on fake newscasts. I mean, that's admitted. People say something this big would be exposed. It has been. The criminal government didn't go for broke and decide to put cancer viruses in vaccines. Now, killing 1 in 3 instead of 1 in 33. The old cancer rate. They didn't decide to, and knowingly, and they knew this 50 years ago, to give people diabetes by attacking their pancreas with the vaccines. They didn't decide to sterilize 500,000+ American women and whole Indian tribes. They didn't decide to do that for no reason, to give up or back off. And so you can hope it's going to go away, but it isn't going to go away until you get angry and get fired up and get focused and get informed. And to decide to not care if your cowardly, stupid neighbors laugh at you, or if your boss does, or your employees do, but to give them the facts, to give them the information, and let them know they're in great peril. But the good news is, we always knew this. As things get worse and worse, a lot of people heard us warn them in the past and laugh. They're not laughing now. They're not laughing. A lot of cops out there have got a brother or sister or a child of theirs who was just fine running around the house till they got that third round of shots. Now they're in the corner crapping their pants. That'll wake you up real fast. I'd much rather not have that happen and have people wake up to the facts and the studies. But you know what? We go on the air a year plus ago and said the HPV is killing women in the trials. It's causing them to have all these horrible autoimmune problems. And then a year later, people are dropping dead left and right. And what's the BBC do? They come out with a big article. Steve Watson's written a story about this at Infowars.net saying, oh, there's internet rumors like the Hadron Super Collider was going to destroy the Earth last week. We didn't say that. We said top scientists and physicists say it has the potential to create thermal nuclear explosions, antimatter reactions, strangelets, neutral particles that could silently fall to the center of the Earth and then begin building 40-something years later, destroying the planet. You know, people with 1900 technology, that's when the equations were done by Max Planck and others, designed the A-bomb 100 years ago. And now they're doing things even more dangerous. And all we're saying, it should be investigated. Environmental assessment should be done. But no, no, no. The environmental assessment's only on what you exhale. That's a toxic waste. We're going to tax you. We're going to run uranium and plutonium together at high speeds fired through particle beams. We're going to do whatever we want, whenever we want. And now they come out and say, oh, and also there's all this disinfo about vaccines. People aren't taking the vaccines anymore. They're not listening to the government. Well, whatever you think about vaccines, it's a fact that in England and the United States and Australia and New Zealand, we all have the same vaccine, same color of law garbage. There's no law to take shots. But the media says it's the law, you've got to take them. And thousands of children show up under color of law every year at individual facilities, millions total, with police dogs barking for intimidation. This is on national news, to be shot up thinking it's the law. That's a criminal rogue government. Think about that. They lie and say it's the law when it's not. Think about the hoaxes. All right, I'm going to shut up and take your calls. Ben in Virginia, you're on the air. Oh, we just went to Ben. Okay, Jerry in California, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. We love your show out here, and I do have to take issue with you on 3 or 4 points. I've been listening for years. Can't get enough of your DVDs or any of your
material.
That's
fine, brother. We love you, too. You don't have to preface that. I do a lot of stuff that's wrong. Tell me how I'm wrong.
Okay. First of all, we're in a world war. And to fight a world war, you're going to need massive funds. And we need a plan somehow, if we put our heads together. You've got a massive army out there, Info Warriors. And we need a plan somehow to perform some kind of organization. I would think, instead of everybody running around like chickens with their heads cut off, you know, we've got massive numbers. There's got to be some way, by God or the will of God or somebody, that we could organize each other and get some kind of organization going on, because I've been listening to your show for a lot of years, and the alarm bell is rung. I mean, you've rung the alarm, and you're ringing it every day, and we all hear it, and you speak
but
with
we
a
do
loud
not,
voice.
Let me stop you. We do not all hear it. I'm only on 60-something AM and FM stations, most of them little bitty, but they're great. I'm on shortwave and the Internet, and we have reached tens of millions of people, but that's not true. That's the alarm bell. Imagine we're here in a giant fortress with a huge enemy attacking the gates, and my voice only goes as far as it goes. So I yell, and I yell about 100 yards down to you, and I need you to yell to the next person 100 yards down to wake the guards all around the palace, or imagine watchtowers along the edge of a mountain to warn a city, you know, that's 100 miles away. Every 10 miles, there's a watchtower on the hill. I've lit my watchtower, and folks have lit a couple other watchtowers, but we need to light more watchtowers. The public doesn't even know the Federal Reserve's private. Now, I understand you're saying we'll never wake up everybody, but actually, like Ceausescu in Romania or other places, if we fully discredit this government and show people just how outrageous its crimes are, and its lying, and its criminal activities, then if the public doesn't support them, their system will fall apart, but the public does. Let me explain how this works, and I'll let you finish. They staged some terror attacks in the early 90s, mid-90s. Claim that patriot groups, anti-UN groups, anti-New World Order groups do it. Hype that up. That was to demonize patriots to the police. Then to sell the general public on giving up their rights and having a domestic Stasi and a control grid. The criminal government stages a huge terror attack on 9/11 to sell the public on acquiescing control and total federalization and having NORTHCOM take over all the federal agencies through Homeland Security. Military runs your local police departments, everything. They just have plainclothes liaison officers. Major media. There's only a few pockets they don't control. They're trying to consolidate fast. This is a race, ladies and gentlemen. And now they've rolled out that it's Al-Qaeda. So the average good old boy sitting around in his house right now going, yeah, Bush ain't perfect, but he's fighting Al-Qaeda, and we got to give up all our rights and not have any Fourth Amendment or Al-Qaeda is going to hit us again. And then they switch over to, okay, now Al-Qaeda's blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and gun owners are associated with Al-Qaeda. And so now that they got everybody a large portion to accept it, now they're saying it's blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. There's tens of thousands of them. They're everywhere. All crime is terrorism. And so they're now shifting into that phase. And we've got to discredit them like our lives depend on it. Military and police have got to say no to these unlawful orders. Police have got to talk after they're called into these meeting rooms and brainwashed. You've got to meet privately and talk. The feds have got spies in your departments. I mean, this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. These people are hardcore killers. And I don't just mean killing 3,000 on 9/11. That's nothing compared to, again, a million plus ampules of factor eight killing every single person that was given it by Bayer. They do this stuff on purpose. They like it. And every one of us, they're going to use the military, they're going to use the police, they're going to use all of us. We are all going to be losers if we don't say no to this. But we haven't finished our work on waking people up. Instead, most people in our movement, I'd say about half of them, spend their time setting up a group saying, we're the national organization, follow us forward. Or, you know, this group will have the secret plan to take everything back and a silver bullet. The silver bullet is a mass awakening. The silver bullet is individuals being leaders and starting their own smaller organizations that are active and become larger that can't be stopped. I mean, I've had a million people tell me, you've got to organize a march on Washington and that will show them. Let's say we had a million person peaceful march. They would ignore it in the media, or they would demonize it. They just hire the Ku Klux Klan to show up and be part of the rally and say, look, the Klan had a million people rally, basically, is what they do. They show some toothless Klan feds, you know, with some ne'er-do-wells following them that didn't know they're handled by feds, provocateurs, patsies, up front. They do something like that, or they'd have a car bomb go off or some mentally ill 19-year-old kid who just got out of a mental institution with a federal handler would throw a Molotov cocktail at cops. Then they'd grab me and say that I was the commander of it. They just did that up at the RNC to the innocent news people. But let's say we had 10 million march on Washington. and we took Washington. They just detonate a neutron bomb. They'd say Al-Qaeda did it. It would kill the Congress, kill the 10 million people that marched up there. Then they declare martial law. But they can't stop you taking over your county, taking over your city, getting involved in politics, saying no, educating people at the grassroots. There's no way to attack that, no way to stop that, no way for them to deal with that. You understand? There is no way if they try to march on the people and take a few cities first to FEMA camps, and then the public resists that in an asymmetrical way, physically or even nonviolently, there is nothing they can do. You know what a group of riot cops would do going and rounding people up if one person engaged them and knew how to use a firearm? They would run for the hills and regroup and then get mad and go burn down some neighborhoods just to act tough. Okay? They are cowards. They are nothing. They can do nothing. We don't want a war, though, with these cowardly people. We want to deprogram them so they can be real men and women. We want to have them join the battle for the Republic. We don't want wars. We don't want physical confrontation, but it doesn't matter. They're going to draw first blood. They're going to keep pushing, and it's going to start. Just like in 1775, or if you want to use a Hollywood example, just like V for Vendetta, when they shoot the little girl in the back, the domino is going to get flicked, and then it's going to be hell on earth. But the globalists may activate the Mechila Raza brigades first to burn down the country. They don't care about burning the country down, brother. They want to bring in a breakdown of society so they can then bring in their national security apparatus. NORTHCOM's going to sit back in their bunkers and let the patriots chew up the local police departments. We don't want that. Then they'll bring in the I-4 International Force. Anything else?
Yeah, Alex, we're already in a world war, whether we choose to accept it or not. Whether we want a war or not is irrelevant, I think, don't you?
I don't know what that means. Listen, here's the deal. People talk about these big, glistening national organizations. You don't understand, sir, the attack pattern here, okay? The attack pattern is grassroots. That will bring them down.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. Talking to Jerry in California, aren't we? Okay, Jerry, instead of me arguing with you, what is your plan?
Alex, I only disagreed with you on three or four points. I agree with most of the things you say. However, you've got a lot of friends in the military, ex-colonels, ex-generals, ex-admirals. I wonder if they would have any advice for us if there be any chance of us having any kind of even legal or any kind of military legal leadership as far as fighting a world war. I don't know the first thing about war, but I know that...
World war? What are you talking about?
Well, in a war, like, we're in a war, Alex, whether we want it or not.
Well, the government is criminal and illegitimate, and is waging war on us. Let me just stop you. I don't know a lot of generals and colonels and admirals. I know some. The point is, you see Fox Fallon saying he's not going to be part of stuff and stepping down. You see all these generals quitting and leaving, and they're not even angels. They just don't want to be part of the criminality or part of attacking our own ships and blaming it on Iran. That's why he really left. That's the bottom line there, is that that's good. That's probably what stopped the Iran attack so far. And so, again, that's education.
Jumping ship?
I don't really understand you. Can you speak up?
Yeah. If all the good generals and all the good admirals jump ship, that leaves all the bad ones to run the show. Why don't we enlist the good ones to help us to organize
the plan? Okay, well, you say some legal way of removing the criminal government. The criminal government doesn't care about legal. They have dumbed down people that like to act tough, that watch G.I. Joe when they're growing up, that shove women around now, that wear black uniforms, and festoon their helmets with skulls. Go ahead.
Why are we always quoting law to claim how we can fight the New World Order?
No, I'm not. You just said, is there some legal way?
Yeah, in other words, a lawful way for military men with the experience and the skill to know how to tell us what to do to fight these guys.
Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate your call. There's a lot of people, and I'm not saying you're doing this, who always call for violence. Or who say, you need to go start a war, Alex, you need to start shooting. But then they themselves never start shooting. And I've seen so many of these guys get busted, get killed, go to prison, and then they just can't believe it when they go to prison, or they can't believe it when they get shot. And they just suddenly say, I never called for that. I never wanted that when they did. We are a bankrupt country. Our problem isn't just the criminal elite. We are a slovenly, dumbed-down, arrogant, know-it-all, baby-killing nation. I mean, imagine if the government lined up 50 million people and killed them. Well, we did that with abortion. And people lie and rationalize and say they're not people, they're not humans. But now we euthanize our old people. It's going on everywhere. The public just isn't aware of it because they're idiots. Uninformed fools. And now the public's being euthanized and being sterilized with the GMO foods and the vaccines and the sprays and the drugs in the water. I mean, you don't think what comes around goes around? You reap what you sow? What's good for the goose, good for the gander? You really think we're going to kill our old people and kill our new unborn? The daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born? We send our sons and daughters to foreign shores fighting other people's wars. We send our daughters to doctors so their children won't be born.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, there's a lot of people who dream big dreams. They're going to create a new automobile company. They're going to have a big hamburger chain. They're going to come up with a new widget. A lot of times they do, but they never put it into function. They never put it into play. They never put it into development. You want to bring the New World Order down? Start plastering handbills all over your town 1 hour a day with a bucket of glue and a paintbrush or a staple gun, saying 9/11's an inside job, Infowars.com or whatever website you like. Try if you've got the means making 100 copies a week of, say, Endgame or Terror Storm, giving those to people. Try going on message boards and educating people every day, an hour a day. Try virally spreading videos. Try calling into radio talk shows or bullhorning live radio events. Try randomly following corrupt judges peacefully. You know, have a little website name or something so your press. Follow them, and 9 times out of 10, they're going to be committing crimes, and they're off the bench time. You know, put them on the web cheating on their wife. Put them on the web buying drugs. These people are crooks. All you got to do, I mean, I've been down to the legislature maybe 15 times as a citizen lobbyist, and every time we catch bribery or corruption, and it makes the newspaper. I mean, it's just the crime is in the streets. The crime is in the uniforms. The crime is everywhere. It's all selectively enforced. And if we just come out of our holes and take over our cities peacefully, we'll be able to make it through this depression that's coming. And if the people that are aware of the New World Order get prepared, get geared up for whatever's coming down the road, we'll be able to be the people that are respected and looked up to as the times get darker. Let's talk to Sherry in Texas, then Erica, Karen, Mike, and John. Sherry, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm pretty good talking to you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say you guys are doing an excellent job. I know it's really hard to cover all their tyranny and educate people at the same time when you're short-staffed the way you are. I've been making copies of Endgame and Truth Rising, and I didn't know how it was going to work out, but I went down to the corner store where all the residents here go to, and I just started handing out DVDs because, you know, I didn't know what else to do.
No, it's called action, and that scares the New World Order to death. That is called their doom.
Yeah, and I got a really good response, actually, because it's amazing how powerful a mother can be when she finds out that someone's trying to poison her kid.
Absolutely.
It's like a mama bear with her baby bear, you know?
Exactly.
If you mess with her baby, she's going to come after you. I wanted to make 2 points. My dad and my stepmom and their kids were in the hurricane situation, and I wanted to confirm what that gentleman was saying earlier. The mainstream media, what they're doing is they're shaping the coverage to blame the victim, as far as, like, Galveston and Houston.
Yeah, there are a lot of old people and stuff that don't have any money, don't have a car, and they're saying move to a shelter in another part of the state for a month, let your dogs die, let people loot you, everything you've got.
Yeah, and basically what they don't understand is that they actually told my dad and my stepmom not to evacuate because they didn't want a freeway panic like they did a few years ago. And that's what a lot of people don't realize.
And then they talk trash about them, and the public sits there in an imaginary psychology like they're with the anchor. I sat around with family this weekend while they would talk bad about some of them. They would go, oh, look at those dumb people won't leave. Oh, look at them. What's their problem? And again, that's creating a sick relationship between the people and FEMA.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you a question. Do you think they'd be sick enough to hold out the food and water long enough to be able to trade it, say, for, like, guns? Like a peaceful gun confiscation.
Oh, they always do that. No, that's what they did in New Orleans.
Yeah, okay, well, that's right.
Anything else you want to add, Sherry?
No, I just wanted to add that, you know.
Stay there.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And the rise of the sons of Arius. There was a time of great adventure.
Think how many civilizations have come and gone, not just lives, but whole family names. And all the adventure, all the sorrow, all the hardships that our species has gone through to bring us to where we are now. And now a technocracy, a willful technocracy, is taking over our society. A scientific elite that understands Homo sapien activities, mindset, what makes us tick, what drives us. And they understand it, and the public doesn't, and so they play games with us. And so in a way, you do have this subspecies of man that understands how man operates and who is conscious of that, and you have them right beside their fellow man who has the capability to become conscious of their surroundings and society, but just can't do it. And so they are enslaved, and they are hurt badly. Sherry, what was the other point?
Yeah, I just wanted to also point out that since my stepmother has epilepsy so bad, she started having seizures 2 nights ago. And the next day my dad just decided we got to get out of here. They're not helping us with medical care like they said they would. And, my little sister, I already woke her up several months ago. And, she said, you know, Dad, I think this is another Katrina. We got to get out of here. And the first FEMA worker that they came across said, basically, get back in your cage, slave, you know, like, go back to your house and shut up. You know, we don't want to hear you. And so, you know, they went back in their house, and then they waited a while, and they came out, and the next one was actually, you know, sympathetic because she was, you know, almost having full-blown seizures by then, and actually gave them an evacuation that they could go to. But, do you think maybe they were thinking that people would react like they did in Katrina, and they didn't, and they're mad about that?
Well, the average FEMA worker is compartmentalized and doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground. It's just that Health and Human Services has a rear admiral running it. I mean, the military is being put in everywhere. You can see the military dictatorship right in front of your eyes. It's hidden in plain view. Sherry, good to hear from you. Erica in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to get a hold of Elaine Brown because I hadn't heard anything about her in a while, and I wanted to know I hadn't forgotten about her. But I was horrified to learn that she was just recently moved to Carswell in Texas. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Sorry. And because that is prison where Susan Lindauer was just released from. And she reported that women there were being chemically lobotomized. And Elaine Brown is currently under 24-hour lockdown. So I'm very concerned. I would hope that maybe if a lot of people try to contact her and give her best wishes, they would maybe back off.
Well, Ed and Elaine Brown are being chemically lobotomized. That's what they do in most people in prisons who are, quote, political prisoners. And I have heard there's been some forced medication months ago. There have been famous cases of one doctor in St. Louis, Charles T. Shell. For some reason, they did a sting on him, and an undercover BATF went to the shooting range with him and said, wouldn't it be nice to shoot of the president? And he just joked around and said, yeah, that'd be great. Well, they, without a judge, without a jury, he's never been tried, never went to court. He was put in a federal prison, and it's, what, 12 years now, and they gave him antipsychotic drugs, and the man can't talk. He's been seen by family a few times, and he can't talk. He just drools. And that's like the old Soviet Union, and you're just taken to a subterranean pit. You're just locked up in a dark room. And then they just lobotomize you. And that's what they do. So, God help her. I mean, look, we kill 50 million of babies. This evil culture euthanizes old people. Of course they chain women up in rooms and drug them. I hope that's not happening to her right now, but we'll try to look into that.
People write to her at P.O. Box 27137 in Fort Worth, Texas. With the registration number 03924-049, Elaine Brown.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I hope you can get Susan Lindauer on because she was arrested because she went to John McCain's office to ask him to speak to Congress because she knew she had worked with the Iraqis to. On every point they used to take us to war, she had a solution which would prevent the need to go to war. She demanded to talk to Congress, and after she went to John McCain's office, a few days later, she was arrested. No charges, and sent to Carswell for psychological evaluation.
I know they do that. I appreciate your call. You know, I have to bow out of certain things. The Ed and Elaine Brown situation, I heard people talking about how they were shooting into the woods when anybody moved around in them. You invite people to your house and say, let's have parties, but then you shoot into the woods. There were houses in the area. What if somebody was walking their dog? What if somebody was walking off the road? What if somebody was walking in? Who was a supporter. And I'd tried to de-escalate things. I had tried to find a peaceful solution as best I could to that. But, you know, they don't have to follow my advice. I'm not angry with them. I then just heard about rock concerts there and parties and bring the whole family. And I said, listen, their feds can move in there any minute. That's fine for adults to go in there, but don't bring children there. And then I was the big fat fed. Oh, Alex doesn't want us to shoot randomly into the woods if we see movement. Alex says children shouldn't go there. And it's not a party atmosphere with a surrounded house with feds who got into their line of business because they like to kill people. They like power. They like money. There might have been a time when the government wasn't totally corrupt, but the federal agencies are very corrupt now. The federal marshals, the FBI, very dangerous people. BATF, the former regulators, the revenuers from the whiskey tax rebellions. And I told people, I said, if I was you, I'd stay away from there. Because the feds are saying they are going to investigate and arrest anybody that goes there. I mean, this isn't the Alamo's last stand, Custer's last stand. I mean, if Ed and Elaine Brown were really going to do that, I said on air, they better lock that place down, kick everybody out of there, and prepare for a showdown. And then the feds might have done what they did with the Grays in Texas. As soon as that didn't get any media attention, they just left them alone. But no, it was a big party atmosphere and escalation and challenging and name-calling and flapping a red flag in front of a bull. And so their little buddies came in to give them a security check. That's what the feds do. I've had the feds probably 50 times show up at events and at my office, and you're under a lot of danger. You need weapons? You want some weapons? I was at the DNC, and somebody was like, you want security? You want weapons? I was like, no, I don't want weapons. Are you kidding? You go anywhere downtown with a weapon, they're going to grab you and take you to prison, saying you were going to go after McCain or somebody. I just mean, do you need a firearm to protect yourself? And I said, no, I don't. Of course, it was feds. I mean, it's always the same. But I know, Ed and Lane Brown, they had it all figured out. They knew what to do. But they didn't. And then Brown was saying, oh, if I'm taken down, basically, assassinations are going to begin. But, of course, everybody that was saying that was either feds provocateuring that statement, which we know they were feeding to Ed and Lane Brown, and then anybody who was dumb enough to ever then become a real confidant of them and shoot their mouth off with them got grabbed and taken to prison, too, on trumped-up charges. I mean, this government takes a million-plus little kids, and a lot of them get put in little cages and fed maybe a hot dog a day till they starve to death, and they do lobotomies and chemical and biological testing on them, and they radiate little kids to death. You think they care about you? You think these murdering criminals that run things care for 1 minute? And the feds, psychological warfare experts, assessed all those people and knew none of it was real. It was macho talk. It was coming of age, people thumping their chest, feeling manly. And that gets a bunch of people sent to prison. Don't let FEMA take you and your family to a camp. And you have to make that decision of how you're going to stop that at the time. Just remember, the trash, the dumbed-down nobodies, the wimps, the people that want to have a coming of age to be manly, who love those uniforms, who revel in the archetypal imagery, the type of scum that would come to a house and take a family to a FEMA camp, they're not even worth bullets. It's like stomping on dog crap out on your front porch. You want to just scrape it up and move it out of the way. It doesn't hurt the New World Order to put bullets in those people. And so you don't want to put bullets in them unless you absolutely have to. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. For a man has invented his doom. First step was touching
the public.
Now there's a woman.
Large portions of them just come home from work, they go in and turn on the television.
As the night grows dim,
they have no idea what's really going on around them.
Gonna take away his,
they're zombies. And it's our job to go in and shake those zombies awake.
And they groom him for life
out of the coma they're in.
They set him on a path where he's bound to get ill.
And I know I get cynical and nasty and mean because it really freaks me out. The truth is, I'm a big softy.
Well,
and I care about everybody, and I just can't believe how disgusting and sick the society is. I know it's hard on families, it's hard on police, it's hard on firefighters. Just everything's a big mess. I don't even blame the government, mid-level, low-level, like I used to, because I realize they're just brain dead too. People don't have enough sophistication to study how societies and things operate. Let's go ahead and go to John in Missouri, right? Go ahead. You're on the air, John.
Oh, you still there, Alex?
Yeah, John, go ahead.
Okay, I heard a beep there.
It does that. Just so you know, it's called a Telos phone system. So the signal you're on the air is it goes...
Oh, okay. I have a favor to ask of you here, and I know you don't have any extra time. I was first introduced to your show probably about 8 years ago on the KCXL affiliate there in Kansas City. And I don't know whether you know it or not, but you guys, somehow you need to mend some fences with that radio station.
I don't know anything about it. There's always people I have to mend fences with that I don't even really know very well.
Well, okay, I'll just try to make it brief here. They preempt your show a lot. Okay, they only broadcast 2 hours of your 3 hour show anyway, but they preempt you a lot, and they have, to say the least, to be kind, they've been spreading inaccuracies about some of the things about you. They've talked about somehow your family having big oil money, and
not true.
Well, I heard you say one time your father was an ophthalmologist or a dentist.
No, a dentist.
Okay.
No, I've said I've had a whole bunch of family that works in Texas in the oil industry.
Right.
All different levels of it, because that's big. I mean, hell, people growing up in the country, it's either that or work on the ranch or a power plant. Listen. I'm not going to do this here on the air, sir. There are millions of people that listen to this radio show. And there are all sorts of talk show hosts that I have debated on that station alone. I probably debated like 8, 9, 10, probably more than that, different talk show hosts locally they've had on who bash me and attack me, and I don't care. As long as an affiliate carries my show, that's fine. And, of course, people are going to say things and do what they want. I don't care. It isn't about Alex Jones. I mean, people say I'm a Scientologist because there's a Scientologist named Alex Jones who's 60-something years old with black hair. I got brown hair. They say I'm a Catholic because there's a guy named Alex Jones. I'm not bashing Catholics either by this, but I'm not a Catholic, because there's a black Alex Jones. They say I double as an NPR news guy because his name's Alex Jones. I'm not him. That's Alex S. Jones. There's a billionaire who owns a bunch of factories in Canada named Alex Jones, like almost 80 years old. I'm not him. I'm 34 years old. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I live in Austin, Texas. Bottom line, there's... I don't know what I can say or what I can do people are obsessed with me. People are obsessed with me. And I do get calls by different hosts on that station saying things about me and doing stuff. And there's a lot of resentment by a lot of people out there for me because they imagine things about me. But it's this radio show is not about me. Man, folks, major brokerage firms are going under. Major banks are going under. We're talking about a looming depression. And instead of anybody ever being able to criticize what I say or what I cover or what I do here, it is all about me and how I'm bad. Okay? Or what I need to do or what I need to say. And I just can't make everybody happy. Okay?
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like... like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss. The days are bright and filled with
everything that our expert guests have laid out here on the economic front is unfolding, in fact, a little bit quicker and more severely than they had even said. More of your calls straight ahead at 1-800-259-9231. Karen, Mike, Carlos, Rick, Melody, and others. For about 10, 15 minutes next hour, I'm going to have Greg Pound pop back in. Famous case of child kidnapping by the government down there. CPS worker convicted of lying. A neighbor's dog just bit the child's hand, and they said, well, that's negligent, letting the neighbor's dog bite your child. See, normal accidents are now criminal. Took their children, four of them. His wife got pregnant again. They're trying to take baby Moses. That's what they named the little boy. Well, he's got some people he knows. They just took their children. Florida's the worst we found. Anybody lives there, I don't know. But nice state, very pretty. She just got a bunch of mind-numb people not knowing the evil of the states going on all around them. And I shy away from these stories. It causes me very deep pain, enrages me, makes me angry. You know, you can say whatever you want about this show, but we stand up for the little guy. We try to give people good advice. We try to bring you the best and most informative guest. And we try to warn people, and we try to help people. And we try to cover issues of substance. And just remember, listeners, this is the biggest, quote, patriot or truth radio show out there. And I have the most popular films out there. Overall. My body of work. And the most popular websites in the alternative media. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. PrisonPlanet.tv, and so we're going to be attacked here. We're going to be attacked. In fact, I'm not afraid of even being killed or being falsely imprisoned. I'm not even afraid of that. I've had to face it and deal with it. I am afraid, though, of not finishing my work, and I'm also upset and frustrated with the fact that I'm not as eloquent or as well-behaved as I should be. I get sick of this. I get tired of it. It's so ridiculous how corrupt things are and that everybody can't see it. And it makes my blood boil. And let me cover the financial news for you, recapping, and then getting into some other news, and we're going to go to your calls. Lehman Brothers files for bankruptcy. Wall Street Bank Lehman Brothers has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after emergency talks to find a buyer failed. See, quietly, over 1,000 major banks and brokerage firms are really bankrupt. Confidence in the 150-plus-year-old investment bank, the fourth largest in the U.S., crumbled last week amid growing concerns that its large portfolio of mortgage-backed assets, see, mortgage-backed assets, it's not the mortgages, it's that they sold them and then leveraged them out 10 times 10 times 10 times 10. Amid growing concerns that its large portfolio of mortgage-backed assets was worth far less than it was originally valued. During the last year, Lehman reported billion-dollar losses and saw its share price plummet more than 95%. 95%. Wall Street awakens to two storied firms falling. This is AP. Lehman Brothers, burdened with a $60 billion soured real estate holdings. See, that they're on the media is only looking at how many of the houses are defaulted. They're not looking at the how they packaged those debts and sold them as securities. Sold a debt, filed a Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Bank of America Corporation said it snapped up Merrill Lynch & Co., Inc., in a $50 billion all-stock transaction. The demise of the independent Wall Street institutions came as shockwaves from the 14-month-old credit crisis roiled the U.S. financial system 6 months after the collapse of Bear Stearns. This is like whole cities being blown off the map financially, and the public doesn't even know what this means. I mean, this is so big, I should have been talking about it all day nonstop, but it's so old hat here, because all the real assets were moved out the back door on this into infrastructure and commodities by the elites. They are instituting all of this. On paper, we've broken that down. But the big news here is that people are being left holding the bag. Roger says dollar to lose world reserve status. PrisonPlanet.com story, greenback sinks following news of Lehman Brothers bankruptcy. See, the globalists prop the dollar up, but only getting ready for this plunge, so it wouldn't fully devalue. While the greenback plummeting after the news of Lehman Brothers bankruptcy, top investor Jim Rogers predicts the dollar will lose its status as the world reserve currency and is resolved to buy more gold despite the recent fall in the price of the commodity. Rogers, who correctly predicted China's resurgence as an economic superpower back in the 80s, as well as crude oil surpassing $100 a barrel, says the global economy is in recession that is going to get much worse while inflation will continue to skyrocket. Some countries lie about it, but inflation in all countries is going to get worse. The next decade is going to see a lot more inflation, which is not good, Rogers told the Indian Business Standard. Frequently, since the prices of the commodities go up before the inflation numbers, one can stay ahead of inflation. But if you get it wrong, you might do worse. So investing in those commodities, which are going to go up first, or selecting the right commodities, is the key to stay ahead of inflation and make a lot of money. Turning to the dollar, Rogers dismissed the greenback as a flawed currency that would continue to deteriorate for 2 to 3 decades, adding that he would seek to use the dollar's recent rally as an opportunity to get out of the currency completely. But he's always bashing the dollar, so. But that is where the trend goes with the dollar devaluation. I mean, they can prop it up for a while, but they're printing them like they're going out of style. I don't want to own any U.S. dollars. Also, I would not urge you to buy U.S. dollars. The dollar is going to lose its status as a world reserve currency, said Rogers. Some OPEC countries have already started and stated that they no longer take dollars, like Venezuela no longer accepts the dollar. Other countries are already looking and may be taking a package, a basket of currencies instead of the dollar. I'm not the only one who knows the dollar is in trouble. Anybody who watches TV knows the dollar's in trouble, he added. I am trying and want to buy some gold. However, whether this is low in gold, whether this is the low in gold, I have no idea. But if gold goes lower, I will add some more. Gold is something I do not plan to sell. Gold is something I will give to my children, concluded Rogers. Yeah, you look at the 50-year chart, 10-year chart, it just goes straight up. 100-year chart goes straight up. Oh, God. But everybody thinks in the last 5 minutes, in the 5 minutes ahead. Wilbur Ross, possibly 1,000 banks will close. In an exclusive interview with CNBC, Wilbur Ross, chairman and CEO of W.L. Ross & Co., says he sees the possibility as many as 1,000 banks closures in the coming months, and this will create opportunities for investors. I do think a lot of regional ones will just, as they did in the last savings and loan crisis in the 1990s, go under. Ross says he will be looking to pick up smaller distressed institutions. There will be opportunities, but we will need federal assistance in them. See, the feds are going to pay the big money men to take over banks, which have a bunch of real assets in them, and then we get to fit the bill for that. Now, if you default on a house or a business, you're going to lose it. But they're going to go by banks and brokerage firms and investment firms and insurance companies that are in trouble, and then you're going to pay to make them solvent. That just makes so sick. Ross feels that there will be too many people willing to provide capital to the larger financials, which makes them less of a bargain than smaller banks. Well, yeah, they're the owners of the country. And now they're entering the final phase where they're not going to prop any of the banks up anymore. They're more than happy to loan them money to keep them afloat for a while because that's something the taxpayer is going to be put on the line for. But now they're entering the final quadrant of this operation where they're going to bankrupt these mega banks, which are not these super owner banks, but the even mega banks below them, and then the smaller regional banks, as they're basically all gobbled up. But you, again, will fit the bill at the end of a police machine gun. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson's decision to seize Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac may choke off the biggest source of funding for financial companies suffering from the collapse of the subprime mortgage market. When Paulson took control of Fannie and Freddie Mae on September 7th, he scrapped dividends on the preferred stock of the government-sponsored enterprises. He also said the U.S. would buy as much as $200 billion of new securities that would rank ahead of existing issues. The plan sent shares tumbling on concern it will become a model for the financial institutions reeling from $511 billion of write-downs and credit losses since the start of 2007. Financial companies raised $361 billion in capital to replenish their balance sheets. Data compiled by Bloomberg show banks with the 10 biggest write-downs show at least $85 billion in preferred securities, or 47% of the total, the data showed. Paulson's decision has been devastating on the market, said Marilyn Cohen, president of Envision Capital Management Los Angeles. AIG shares plummet after Fern seeks financial help. Shares of American International Group fell sharply after reports the insurer had turned to the Federal Reserve for $40 billion in bridge financing to ward off a liquidity crisis and ratings downgrades. Fed's strategy has moved beyond rate cuts. When it comes to a credit crunch, the more things stay the same, the more the Fed changes. In other words, don't expect the central bank to cut interest rates today or Tuesday at its regular scheduled meeting following the Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, AIG developments, even though that's the action it took in March when Bear Stearns was on the ropes. Well, they can't do that because the dollar would tank even faster and commodities would shoot back up if they were to cut interest rates, because then no one would buy the stinking cesspit that is U.S. and European packaged investments and government-backed securities. I mean, already the Treasury just took over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac tens of trillions of dollars, leveraged into the, some say, thousands of trillions. And so they're barely even buying the dollars now and the dollar investments. But if they cut the interest rates, why would you buy bonds, U.S. government bonds, and different types of securities if you're making less than inflation? The Fed has been separating credit facilities with the interest rate reductions for some time now, says Robert Bruska, chief economist at Fact and Opinion Economics. In interest rates, we're higher there. Might be some sense in lowering, but they're not. I think the Fed wants to keep the powder dry. Keep the powder dry? They can't. Europe's raised interest rates. Was it like 3 points higher than the United States? Oh, God, help us. But let's not talk about this. Let's talk about Alex Jones and how I'm really a reptoid. Lehman's discusses sale of investment unit with Bain Clayton. Lehman Brothers Holdings is in discussions with private equity firms Bain Capital LLC, Clayton Dumbler and Rice Inc., and Hellman Friedman LLC to sell its investment management unit, according to four people familiar with the negotiations. Something for you there. Iran refuses to cooperate on atomic weapons probe. I'm going to get to that later. Got my financial stack. PIMCO Vanguard are the biggest Lehman bond fund losers. PIMCO Advisors, LM Vanguard Group Inc., and Franklin Advisors are among investment companies that will face losses of $86 billion stemming from the collapse of Lehman Brothers Holdings. Losses of at least $86 billion. But boy, those brokers are calling old ladies, telling them bye, bye, bye right now, and they are. They're also telling them that's how you fight Al-Qaeda, ma'am. We're fighting for America, ma'am. Mutual fund companies' filings show they hold more than $143 billion of bonds led by the Newport Beach, California-based Pacific Investment Management Co. The losses look set to be widespread, hurting the public through their mutual and pension funds. If you don't get your money out of pension funds and mutual funds, you're insane. But I know you're going to keep your mouth, keep your hand in the alligator's mouth to the end.
Man.
Bank of America creates financial giant with Merrill Lynch. This is being billed as a giant forming of strength and, you know, wonderfulness, but really it's because Merrill Lynch is in trouble. That goes on. Lehman files the biggest bankruptcy in history as shares continue to plunge. European stocks drop as Treasury surge on Lehman bankruptcy, so it's just sending shockwaves through everything. AIG fails after failing to give plan to save rating. It lost half its value today. That just came in. Crisis deepening. It just goes on and on. Let's put a caller in queue here. Karen in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
For letting me on your show.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a story to tell you that I think is going to disturb you just a little bit, but hang with me, and it does kind of have a happy ending. Your guest coming on is a gentleman that's going to discuss having his children taken away from him. And I'm a woman who has gone through the same experience. I'm in hiding. I have left the state that it occurred in. My husband is a bigwig for the Internal Revenue Service. I woke up in 2002. I began speaking out against the IRS, and after being severely physically abused one night in my home during an argument, he called 911. And with his federal card, I was arrested and jailed without due process. I was drugged with a drug.
Yeah, that's the new system. The feds are gods. We are scum. No due process, no nothing. Patriot Act used millions of times now. The pack of criminals said it was only to fight Al-Qaeda. But remember, the red, white, and blue is Al-Qaeda. We are Al-Qaeda. Anyone who loves freedom is Al-Qaeda. The only people who aren't Al-Qaeda is real Al-Qaeda that carried out the attacks of 9/11. See, Al-Qaeda attacked us because the government is Al-Qaeda and they hate our freedoms. But see, they're saying that we are Al-Qaeda.
If you like to gamble, I tell you, I'm your man. You win some, lose some.
The government doesn't follow due process. It is criminal. Your city governments, county governments, were taken over by foreign multinational corporations. They're going for broke. They robbed you.
The only gun I need is.
You were taught that it was impossible for government to be corrupt, that it didn't exist, that it was a conspiracy theory. They taught you not to know history or common sense, but now the Pied Piper cometh. Our voices are needed now more than ever. People will listen to us now when they wouldn't listen before. Everybody has to stand together against this new world order, and that is what we're doing here today. Okay, going back to Karen, Indiana, then Mike, Carlos, Rick, Melody, and others. Karen, finish up with your story. So this guy's IRS. The cops arrive because he's beat you up, you're saying. He produces a first-class God card, federal lord card. They bow properly to his lordship. What happens next?
The next thing I know, I'm taken in, and this happened in the state of Ohio. I want to make it known that this happened in the state of Ohio. I was then taken and arrested with a broken collarbone, a broken nose, a busted eye socket, and a fractured arm caused by him. But I was arrested, put in jail, put in without due process. My mugshot, I am nothing but a bloody mess. I'm thrown into a cell. At that point, I'm transferred into a psych cell. I have a concussion. I can barely speak. And
so when the cop showed up, he said, she's now one of the right-wing patriots who thinks the IRS is evil. She doesn't like the UN, basically their programming. Arrest her, and you're bleeding in front of them, and they respond and follow orders.
Actually, what he told them is that I was a threat to our two children because I obviously had psychiatric problems.
And just because he made that up, and the police didn't ask why you were bloody, they just said...
They said that I was, when I tried to speak with a concussion and being injured and being completely out of consciousness, I tried to speak. Of course, it made no sense. I had a concussion.
Okay, what happened next?
I was put into the Hamilton County Jail after being processed, mugshotted, fingerprinted, handcuffed with a fractured arm, put into the psych ward, given heavy doses of a drug called Seroquel. Up to 200.
And then let me guess, they told you that you weren't hurt or you did it to yourself.
What they said was when I woke up, and I woke up 4 days later out of a haze, I had no clue where I was at, why I was there. I was completely terrified.
And then that's used as evidence of mental illness, that after being drugged, you didn't know where you were.
Exactly. Sir, they took my children from me. They now live with this man. In another state, I am not allowed to see them except under supervision, and my children are required because they sent them to the Child Protective Services. They sent me to the Child Protective Services. I told them what I really felt, really believed. I let them know that my husband had been abusing me, and they said that no, because I had conspiratorial thoughts. I was obviously mentally imbalanced, possibly schizophrenic.
Oh, no, listen. They have over 100 new designations. If you believe the Federal Reserve is private, they have it. Now, listeners, this is not a joke. That is a special mental illness. If you believe that the government lies, that is a mental illness. And this is the new Soviet Union. This is how America works. And of course, if you believe that Lehman Brothers went bankrupt today, you're mentally ill. The banks are fine. Everything's wonderful. There's no inflation. In fact, they've had articles saying that's a conspiracy theory. They've got articles saying we're mentally ill. Vaccines aren't hurting you. That needs to be banned. Stay there. I want to hear about the good part of the story. Big wig, beat her up, called the cops, broken arm, halfway knocked out. He says, hey, she believes in conspiracies, so they lock her up, say she's mentally ill. And that's really what they do. They do that all the time now. In prison, if you talk about a new world order, even though the presidents are all talking about it, they lock you up and drug you. It doesn't exist. Globalism, North American Union, none of it exists. None of it's happening. They say it's mentally ill if you believe there's a Trans-Texas Corridor on CNN and Fox. Doesn't matter if the signs are up. They're putting toll roads on the roads. It doesn't matter if the governor calls it that. Doesn't exist. And that is actually listed as one of the mental illnesses, is believing in the NAFTA superhighways. Believing in the North American Union will get you committed by many judges. They'll take your children, police, Weapons and Technology of Law Enforcement magazine, I believe is the name. I remember like 9 years ago said, if somebody has an anti-UN sticker, go ahead and arrest them. Police chief, support your officer. That's mentally ill. You're not allowed to say that. And it's a gang mentality. You see, it's the government gang. Oh, this guy's a Fed. His wife isn't. We're going to go ahead and take her in. You know, we take care of each other. The criminal group takes care of themselves. And don't worry, your cancer is spreading. You are taking over the host. America is dying, but you die with it. Your pocketbook, your future dies with it too. So don't you worry, you're not going to win anything. Go ahead and finish up your story. You said there was a good silver lining to this. Well, what was that?
Well, just to let you know, when I was actually brought in before the judge in Hamilton County, I was so drugged. And so completely drugged up, I had no clue what was going on.
No, that's their favorite. And then they say, look at her. She's mentally ill. She's drooling.
She's absolutely crazy because I had no clue. All I could say, and I could hardly speak. I was so drugged up, I slurred.
Don't you realize that this was probably set up he had his buddies ready to, he beat you up and then called, and this was all set up, but go ahead.
All I said to the judge is that I wanted a divorce. She sentenced me to 6 months in jail. No one had ever in the history of Ohio been sentenced to 6 months in jail and given a misdemeanor one for what I did not do. After that, I am unemployable because there's a law about terror in the workplace.
And if you ever have children again, they'll try to seize those.
They tried to sterilize me while I was in jail. They were going through the lawsuit to have me sterilized. In between that time, I met my new husband now, and I became pregnant. My new husband helped me go into hiding. My other, I was not allowed by the state of Ohio to get a divorce without the consent of my ex-husband. He had to consent to divorce me. It took 2.5 years. No attorney would represent me. I had to represent myself pro se. I'm still not allowed to see my children except supervised. I'm not allowed to go anywhere near their school, have any part. And the DHS controls every aspect of what I do with those children.
The Department of Human Services, which has an NSA guy running it. Listen, I got to jump. Ma'am, go ahead.
Call them the family court system, the family help system in the court. That's what they're called.
No, Harry, we got to jump. I got to jump. Listen, telling these horrible stories only pleases them. Hearing the crying, hearing the begging, hearing the sadness, the wrongness, they just swell up with evil. Oh, yes. That's what it's all about. It's about the victory against goodness. It's about the victory of evil, the victory of injustice, the victory of abuse, the victory of corruption, the victory of inside jobs, the victory of cronyism and criminal cliques, the victory over goodness. That's what all this is about. And these women, you know, I've seen it all in the newspapers. I've seen it personally. These men, they're always so shocked by it. They think that the establishment hears their story and cares. They love it. They love hurting the good. They're evil. But don't worry, there's bigger, more powerful evil creatures that are going to hurt you too. So just remember that.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the website. We also have PrisonPlanet.com and redesigned again. Go tell us what you think of the new design of PrisonPlanet.com by Kurt Nimmo and crew. I mean, folks, do you realize how big this economic collapse is? Do you realize how massive it is to have some of the biggest banks and brokerage firms going under, to have Lehman Brothers, the fourth largest in the country, $80-plus billion of exposure just in two major mutual funds alone, where it's just fake investments? They took bad mortgages, packaged them as securities, and then sold those, but also used them as the equivalent of assets to then, through fractional reserve banking, loan out 10 times that in loans to people and as asset-backed securities. The whole system is rotten. It's biblical in proportion just how big all of this really is. And this on the heels of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, trillions and trillions of dollars. And that's just the exposure the media is admitting, the government's admitting, being taken over by the Treasury. But then you have all of those securities that were bundled, all those mortgages that were bundled and sold themselves as commodities out there on the open market. It is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling to see this happening and to know that we, are, as the American citizens, are going to be put on the hook here two different ways, at least. One, we're going to be made to, quote, pay taxes,
for the bailouts, because the same banks that are being bailed out, the same private Federal Reserve banks, when the Treasury issues new liquidity, interest is paid to those banks for the right of the government to create the instrument. So that's the fractional reserve banking scam that the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, set up back in 1913. And so they're instituting this implosion by design to fully suck the entire economy into it, basically. We've got Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, to come on and talk about this tomorrow. A lot of other big economic guests throughout the week coming on to discuss this. But right now, let's go to the calls here. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. A couple of things I just want to tell you. A couple of weeks ago, somebody called up about the sign of the devil that they see a lot of the rock stars and fans doing. I just wanted to correct that. When the thumb is out, it's sign language for I love you. Secondly,
so this is I love you, and then this is the Diablo.
Right, the Diablo.
For television, I'm holding up, like, yeah, this is I love you. I think it's that way. How is it with sign language?
It's generally, basically, it's the pinky, the index finger, and the thumb is out.
No, I know, but I think they also put their hand one direction. I forget. I have to look it up.
So I just wanted to correct that.
And then this is hang loose, which means surf's up, dude.
Yeah. The other thing, as far as the food and a lot of the commercials that you have with eFoods.com, I would definitely suggest people start listening carefully, because in my side of New Jersey, the shelves have been going bare for like the last month and a half, and I've been stocking up on cans. And my third point is, don't mess with the Illuminati, because I was working with somebody who was a Mason, and I did not realize he had as much clout as he did. Basically, he was sabotaging my department, stealing information, etc. And somehow or another, a big to-do came about. He managed to get the owner of the facility to get rid of me, even though the administrator wanted to keep me. Since then, I've been blacklisted in this entire area. I moved to New Jersey. I mean,
well, it's the same thing in England. I mean, just type in to the BBC where you can't be a judge or a barrister, or a lawyer, unless you're a Mason. And that's the problem, is it becomes this good old boy club. I mean, you can debate what goes on secretly, but it becomes this good old boy club where you can't operate or have a job or even basically live in many areas of the world unless you're part of the brotherhood, unless you're a widow's son.
Yeah, I mean, I basically had a wonderful reputation and career in New York, and I moved out here to New Jersey, and I did not realize how pervasive this was. And I only learned about it just basically through you. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of different types of people in New York my entire life, but, you know, you come out here and you realize, my God, they've got their claws into everything. So much so that I've even gone to switch right out of the career that I was in, just as a means of trying to get employment. It's not happening. So it's like, if you work with somebody and they tell you they're a Mason, look for another job immediately.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. You've got people that use the Masonic system for power and control. But, I mean, to generalize, most your Masons are what they call useful idiots.
Well, the ones I've run into, even in New York, they were pretty much very egotistical, egomaniacs, to the point where they were even stealing money and food from different homeless shelters and what have you. I mean, I've actually seen it, heard it, and I just walked away from that organization that I was volunteering with. So it's just, I don't want to generalize, but just the few that I've had dealings with, they are utilizing their power for corruption. You know, so basically it's just, there's a lot going on more than just that. I mean, even as a civil rights in terms of the employment, we've lost our Bill of Rights just in the workforce. Once you get into the workforce, you don't have freedom of speech or any of that other stuff. So it started there.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, they start the drug testing, which sounds reasonable, and the government starts making companies drug test, and then they DNA test, and then you got a thumb scan to get your school lunch. I mean, it's just this total control grid. People never think, well, wait, what could the government do with this power? Could they abuse me? And then you read their founding documents for all this Big Brother stuff. It is meant to control you and dominate you. Thanks for the call. Let's take another one here. Let's talk to Carlos in California. Carlos, welcome.
Hey, John, Alex, there's too many critical issues out there. You have the contrived economic collapse. You have the weather control hurricanes, and then we have the passage of the Real ID here in California. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And so the Real ID just passed the Senate here, and it's in the government's desk for signing. And, you know, of course, that's a Trojan horse for a national ID. But eventually they're going to find a way to microchip us, and that's really what worries me, because what's going to prevent the government, due to the technology that they possess, to, once they microchip us, to make us part of one big database, which will be, in essence, a world brain.
Well, exactly.
Tied to a world brain.
But I mean, it's not even, it's even worse than that. With the face scan, with the plate scan, when you pay cash, having the thumbprint, if you're not a good little globalist, they just turn your biometric number off and you can't buy and sell. Now, that's not from the Bible. That is separately in the Bible. That's what the government and international treaties, they say that's what this is for. And that's why in Australia and Germany and England and the U.S. and Canada, all over public schools, you got a thumb scan to get your lunch. You got a thumb scan to clock in at work. You got a thumb scan to get library books. You got a thumb scan to go to a tanning salon. You got a thumb scan to clock in at work at Dillard's. You've got a thumb scan. They are admittedly, this is in their own documents from the different convention meetings and things they've had where they promote all this, getting us ready for this. And then the corruption's going to be 100 times worse. This is a psychopathic control grid, a straitjacket, so we're chained down so the devils can have their way.
Okay, Alex, and, you know, so they have facial recognition characteristics, capabilities, so you walk down the street where there's all kinds of cameras, they're going to on the spot, you're right there, because they got your number, they got your facial characteristics. But like I say, once you're tied to a world brain, they can immediately send a command from their satellites and say, hey, I want you to kill your mom, or I want you to commit suicide, and the whole world being tied into the same system, they would automatically react like robots and carry the commands.
Well, I agree. The people that want to be God in government for 50 years have been working on different wavelengths to make you happy, to make you sad, to make you nauseous, to kill you. And yes, they have cell tower systems, and this has been in the mainstream news. They're testing what looks like cell towers. This is DARPA, where it can literally control your mood. And, of course, Bob Woodward's talking about this new super weapon they've got, these microwave guns that fry people. And so what happens is the camera face scans you, a little drone flies by and shoots some radiation beams at you, and then you die a week later. And so that's why they're so arrogant. That's why they're like, look, we're going to take your property, we're going to play you all off against each other, and we're going to kill you. And you're going to like it. And that's what the soft kill cancer, the soft kill diabetes, all the things they're putting in the food and water and the shots, everybody getting sick. We're just like Africa. Just like Africa, they're killing people there. They're doing it here now. And it's just so sick.
Well, this whole system is worldwide, Alex. Look, I travel to Mexico every month. I go to Tijuana. The streets are bare now because in Mexico, the new world order, through the complicity of the Mexican government and, of course, the Central Intelligence Agency is probably in there, and through their control of the drug networks, have perpetrated a wave of crime across Mexico that have justified now the deployment of so much military all across various cities. They deployed like 40,000.
Oh, listen, stay there. Stay there, Carlos. I'm going to hold you over because I want to hear about this from an eyewitness. But it's admitted 1,000 murders in Nuevo Laredo alone, and another 1,000 just so far this year. That was in a headline Friday out of AFP. Another 1,000 in the town across from El Paso. And that's all by design. And you said microchips. The police are now taking chips. And if you want to work for the Justice Department in Mexico, you've got to take a chip. So see, it's happening. But I say it's happening, they'll arrest me for being mentally ill, even though it's in the news.
Jim Newcomer from IDIS Resources.
Let's skip the break. Let's skip the break.
Gold open this morning.
John, I want to skip it. I want to go to Carlos. Carlos, I don't want to waste any time. People can pull this up. Google, like, conspiracy theorist, you know, new mental illness designation. And if you think the government's corrupt, they call it opposition something disorder. They've got all these different disorders. But they say that it is a schizophrenic mental illness to say the government wants to put chips in you. But I've had police chiefs on who say, I've got a chip. I want to make everybody take chips in my town. Bergen County, a police chief, they have a police chief for the county in Bergen County that's across the water from New York. And it's around Newark, New Jersey. I've had all these other people on. I've had the Apply Digital Solutions company owner on, saying they want to make people take microchips. But then it doesn't exist, Carlos, and we're crazy.
Well, Alex, you know, the Plan Mexico, now that there was a Plan Colombia where we, the U.S. government provided so many million to so-called fight the drug networks, but we know it's being used to create havoc and conflict between both sides. Well, now there's a Plan Mexico where they're appropriating $500 million to fight so-called the drug networks, and we know where that's going. That's going to militarize the whole thing in Mexico. And like I say, when I go to Tijuana, I see all kinds of trucks with military people toting their guns and showing off their guns. And it's a state of it's a police state, basically. People are now intimidated. The streets are bare. The tourism has dropped by 50%.
Well, notice what happened. Calderon steals his way into office. And then magically, wars and mass death, I mean, more dangerous than Iraq, folks, much more, flare up everywhere. And then we had Celia Castillo on. I keep forgetting. Let's get Celia Castillo back on the show. I'm going to get him back on. Write that down for me. Thanks. All of this just explodes, and the CIA is funding Los Zetas, funding the drug cartels, and they're having wars with the smaller cartels so that the U.S. banks get a monopoly over the drug money, and there is a full-scale war going on, but you hardly hear about it in our news. 2,000 dead on the Texas-Mexico border this year alone. A few years ago, we thought 800 and something was bad. 2,000 dead, hundreds dead on our side, dead U.S. cops, dead citizens, and it's not even hardly in our media again. But some kid shoots somebody, and they say let's ban guns in the U.S. So tell me what else you're seeing in Mexico.
Well, I mean, you know, the strides, tremendous strides are being made towards the imposition of the police state. You got in the various cities in Mexico now. You got military by the thousands: Culiacán, Tijuana, Monterrey. In Monterrey alone, people are afraid to go nightclubbing because all the nightclubs, they were starting to have many attacks on the nightclubs, many killings. Last week, in three different states in Mexico, headless bodies popped up all over the place.
Well, they found eight bodies, or was it 12 bodies, in one day in Yucatan.
Exactly. And it all comes from, of course, the drug networks in conjunction with the gangs, in conjunction with the CIA, and that's all to create an aura of fear to justify the militarization of Mexico and eventually the microchipping of the population.
Well, I agree, and hold on, here we go. All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Carlos in California. I skipped that segment for Infowars.com audio stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But Carlos was talking about all the deaths. I mean, it's just mass murder, all CIA run down there. And notice it's how right when this president who stole his way into power gets in, suddenly all the mass killing starts. And Bush is talking about $100+ billion to fight the war on drugs. And what's it produce? Tens of thousands dead, total destruction of their tourism. People are starting to not go to Cancun now because of all the murder down there. Society is unraveling. We're becoming cavemen. The crooks that run things now just have no sense. And we're becoming a third world nation just like Mexico. And that's where we're going to go. No middle class. Americans living in cardboard boxes. You wanted it. You're going to get it. Anything else, Carlos?
Well, that's all I'm saying, that people got to be aware that the police is making a lot of headway here, but it's all Mexican making a lot of headway in Mexico. And, you know, it's part of the global police state. And so just we just got to be aware of all this stuff and just try to do as much as we can to alert our friends, our families, and just get ready and try to, you know, just get active, you know, because there's a lot of people there's a lot of people out there who are apathetic. They don't care, and that's what's hurting us.
Well, see, now that there's mass killings in almost every town every day, and government-backed, now the government can pose as the savior. It doesn't matter if it's a total dictatorship down there. That's the same thing here. They're fighting terrorism. Thanks for the call, Carlos. Let's talk to Rick in Indiana. Rick, you're on the air.
All right, Alex, good to talk to you, man. First-time caller, long-time listener. I want to read something to you first, man, because I know that you get stressed out. I can see it on the video. I can see it on your face. I understand you get worked up, but I know you're a Christian, and one of the things I want to share with you is for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. So keep the light bright, brother. Keep it going. Listen, I work for a broadcast network that you used to be on globally. It was on shortwave and also on one of our FM frequencies. And I asked why you were pulled a while back, because they pulled you before I actually started working for the company. I thought, well, why would they pull this show? You know, because you didn't do anything or didn't say anything on the air that really affected anyone in particular. So I started looking into it, and then I was basically told to quit asking questions. You don't want to go there. So I started doing some investigating, got to know some people and some higher-ups in the company, and one of the things I asked was, you know, hey, what do you feel about the NAU? And one of the things that they looked at me kind of funny, like, what do you mean? That's, you know, they gave me a look like, ah, whatever, I'm not worried about that. You know, that's just a bunch of malarkey or one of the conspiracy theorists. But yet they had a concern on the CFR. So I thought, you know, this is a Christian company that I work for that's supposed to uphold the truth in all things. And yet, here we are, we're bending backwards for the all-powerful dollar that just keeps seeming to fade. And it just makes me wonder, you know, what can somebody in my position, anybody that would be in this position, would want to know what's going on. And here I am.
You know, that's what happens. They need to destroy me because I'm a symbol of the resistance. And people need to realize that they're trying to destroy, and I haven't wanted to be this one of the symbols or one of the icons of resistance. But they do that. So I've been thrown off a lot of networks, a lot of affiliates, a lot of sub-networks for talking about 9/11 being an inside job, for the things I've done. But that isn't enough for the enemy. They then have to fool the weak-minded out there, and they come out and say, Alex Jones works for ABC. Now, it isn't true. But they repeat it and they say it to then try to discredit me. And they don't care what the truth is. People want to believe a good yarn. The truth is, there are three radio satellites. Anybody can go lease a feed on them. And we're on an ABC Star Guide. We used to also rent a Clear Channel Star Guide. But they didn't tell us when we signed up for it that they wouldn't give the descrambling code. Station owners and managers know how ridiculous this rumor that I work for ABC is, because they understand you have three kinds of receivers: a Jones receiver, an ABC receiver, or a Star Guide receiver. They're about to come out with some new systems, you know, to get radio. People can say, "Well, XM2," but that's separate, and we wanted to get on there. And they Clear Channel owns and controls that, and won't put us on there as well. They know we have a big audience, so we're censored at every quarter. And so we found out that most stations have ABC receivers, and so we go out and lease one of those, and then they say, oh, we work for ABC, we're an affiliate of ABC. That's like if I have an AT&T cell phone. No, I'm not with AT&T, or if I have a Sony camera, I don't work for Sony. I have, you know, it's like if I have Time Warner Cable. I have service from them. It's not that I work for Time Warner. But stay there. I want to talk to you during the break, because I don't know what network you're talking about.
We're on the...
We really should be positive. People worldwide know that 9/11 is an inside job. The majority of people in every major poll I've seen don't believe the official story. The banker's propaganda is not being listened to by people that count. You can have billions of couch potatoes that would drink cyanide if they were ordered to by the government. They don't count. What counts is people that are involved and informed. Informed and involved. And that's why I'm just so honored to be associated with all of you out there. I just love you. Because you are the people that care, the people that are involved. And we're doing the best job we can to reach out to who we can. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Ohio, then Sam. Oh, no, James just hung up. We'll go to Sam in England, Carlos, Steve, and others. Sam in England, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey.
Hello, sir.
I want to say I love what you're doing with PrismPlanet.tv.
Thank you.
You made two of the best films ever, in my opinion.
What films were those?
Terror Storm and Endgame.
Thank you.
Yeah, in Terror Storm, when you see Brian Hall outside Parliament. Do you remember him, the anti-war protester?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like spoken to him a few times, so. And I just wonder whether you saw an article on about GMO seeds found in Scotland.
Well, I know that it's supposedly banned in England, but the companies keep coming in and planting it near growth belts to infect the other plants. It's a military operation.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say on the article, it said that they originated from North America, so I wondered what you thought about that.
Well, the big GMO makers, there's only four big companies. They're all basically Pentagon fronts. Everything, the fake news, the propaganda, the Northcom, Homeland Security, GMO, it's all designed by them for full-spectrum dominance. They've stated this. And so they come into countries, and they buy plots of land, and they plant their GMO foods where it's illegal. And they've caught company workers driving along throwing seeds out of the backs of trucks into the ditches by farmers' land to infect their crops. It's a bioweapon attack. It's a eugenics attack. I'm not just saying that. It really is, folks. And to realize the full magnitude of that, it is dumbfounding. It is dumbfounding to come to grips with the fact that we have a completely lawless criminal government, a criminal elite. But what are people doing up there in your neck of the woods in England? Are they waking up to the New World Order? It seems like they are when I do radio interviews.
Yeah, quite a lot of people are, but not too many in my area because we live in quite a rural area. So there's not so many people waking up around here.
Well, are they just keeping it themselves or what's happening?
Yeah, they just keep to themselves. It's like they're in their own sort of world down here.
You say down here. Where are you in England?
Gloucestershire. It's like near Wales, on the border of Wales, England.
Yeah. Is that hilly?
We have a lot of chemtrails around here and stuff like that, but people just don't seem to notice.
And they won't notice either when their kids get diabetes for no reason from the shots or they die. They'll just go to the hospital and die and, love the government. That's what it's all about, loving the government. Never being free, never knowing how the world really works, just living in darkness. Well, my friend, I would challenge you to wake people up one mind at a time. And a lot of times you'll find people are just keeping to themselves because they do know what's going on. So I challenge you to be a light in your area and to expose darkness.
Yeah.
What do you think of all the big banks and things going under and talk of 1,000 U.S. banks going under and hundreds of billions of dollars in losses a day? Meanwhile, people literally on talk radio are saying the economy strong, Sarah Palin's going to save us, Barack Obama's going to save us, and they're just dancing in the streets, loving it.
What's the difference between, on the American news, CNN and things like that? They don't really admit it, but over here they do seem to admit more that we're in a recession and seem to be a bit more open about it.
Well, it's very upsetting to me. It's very depressing to me to know that the very same parties have designed all this. We have their documents where they admit they designed it. The general public doesn't even know there's an international architecture or powerful financiers. They've been told that doesn't exist. I mean, it's just so childlike to talk to adults who just go, no, I'm in charge of my life and there's no elite. And Barack Obama and Hillary and all that's real. And it's just, it sometimes it really freaks me out. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Sam. Another Carlos, this time in Michigan. Carlos, you're on the air.
Alex, how's it going, man?
Good.
Yeah, my concern is with the violence happening in Mexico, man. I was interested with because you had the interview with Celia Castillo, and I listened to that online. It was a great interview, by the way, and I'm interested in you having him back online. But my mom brought this up yesterday. I was born in Chihuahua, Mexico, and there was an incident where they found 24 people shot to death, execution style, close to a ranch that we have down there. And I know people don't realize, but this violence is going to spill over to the U.S. borders. And
it already, no, because the media doesn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cops don't know about all the dead cops because they're only taught to fear the citizen. They're not taught to ever know what's going on the border or what's going on anywhere else. See, just like people fear Al-Qaeda, like a child doesn't fear being run over by a car, the real threat to them, but they fear monsters in the closet. It's that archetypal fear. So police fear the citizens, but they don't fear what really kills them, like car wrecks. You see, the public fears Al-Qaeda, but they don't fear the government that's taking all their rights, though statistically governments are the greatest takers of liberty and property and life. You see, but they've been taught to fear. But yeah, tell folks what's going on in Mexico. 2,000 dead in the last 9 months alone on the Texas-Mexico border. 2,000 dead. And in this atmosphere of lawlessness, there are rapes and murders and killings. Because when society unravels and when the government goes totally rogue, then the other criminals run wild. Go ahead and tell folks what's happening in Mexico, because I get emails saying it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, no, the 2,000 number you said is it's probably a low number, because a lot of the deaths that that happened on there, a lot of the bodies that are not found, people that are not that are missing, they're not considered dead, so they're not even that's a number. So 2,000 is a low number, so it's probably higher than that. And
keep going. I wanted to hear what he had to say.
He's still there.
Are you still there, Carlos? All right. We lost his line, so he can call back in. I want to hear the story. Now, I got a new knife this weekend. I was pulling it out to show people, and it seemed to scare Paul in there running the show for some reason. I was going to say, down in Mexico, they don't have a lot of guns. The citizens don't. But the criminals down there do have guns, and all the citizens have are little knives to fight back with. And if the cops catch you with one of these, you get beat up and go to jail in Mexico. So that was my point. And we see the same domestication now starting here in the United States where, if they catch a teenager with a little knife in their pocket, it's something we all carried as kids. I mean, for me, it's totally normal just to have a pocket knife in there. And, I like pick my fingernails with it, pick my teeth with it. I need to cut something. I slice it. This is even frowned upon in the United States now. See, I'm becoming a slave. I'm becoming a serf, a peon. And it's just really sad. And as Mexico unravels, as it falls apart, more and more of these poor people come up here and drives down wages further. So it's quite a mess. Did Carlos ever get back in? John?
Say it again.
Carlos ever get back in?
No, he dropped off.
I wanted to hear from him. Steve in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead. Oh, sorry. Put Steve on hold. I didn't see that. Brian disagrees. So we'll put him on for a minute first. People that disagree get preferential treatment, which isn't right, but we do it. Go ahead. You're on the air, Brian.
I got a small fundamental disagreement on 9/11 as proposed in one of your films. I like most of them. In fact, I just caught the new one. America, or the old one, one of the first ones, America Destroyed by Design, which I thought was really enlightening about the parks and how they've been turned over to the UN.
That's all in official executive orders.
Oh, I know. I've read them. But my disagreement is with you in the newest film, the most recent Loose Change one. They didn't go into enough depth on the Pentagon, and Burmese's people had more information. I spoke to Craig Ranke and Aldo of thepentagon.com out in California, and at the Payman Montejitas Truth Rally over a year ago, they had actual footage where they interviewed on site the Pentagon police officers that said the plane came in on the north side, which debunked the government's official story. They've got 13 other north side witnesses that saw it come in over the Navy Annex. And
well, look, I mean, listen, nothing single-handedly. I mean, this radio show, my wonderful listeners, total have had a bigger effect than the loose change phenomenon. But nothing single-handedly has woken up more people, had a bigger effect than Loose Change Second Edition, and now Loose Change Final Cut. The first edition really was kind of an underground deal, and most people, a lot of people didn't see that. And second edition was much better. Was it perfect? Are my films perfect? No, but you know, 98% accurate, going in the right direction. You know, the official story is definitely a fraud. But to say that you guys didn't do enough or you guys didn't make the right film, it's hard making a film. It's hard, you know, getting all this stuff done. And it was Loose Change Second Edition that really exposed the Pentagon. And so to then say that they somehow, I mean, it's kind of like we're on the football field and we've run six touchdowns, seven touchdowns, and other people are in the nosebleed seats with a Coors Light and a hot dog. I just knocked something off the table here. Oh, thank God this dressing didn't bust open. Going, you should have run the shotgun I formation. You know, I think you should have put in, you know, this linebacker other than that one or this runner. And, I mean, frankly, I'm doing everything I can do, and the Loose Change guys are doing everything they can do. And I just think it's a distraction to say you had this, you had that. I know they had some interviews, but they couldn't vet them. They couldn't confirm them. You know, they couldn't put everything in that film. They also had stuff like hard drives die on them, and it was hard even getting that film out. It was a three-ring circus while the guys were going around and speaking and doing radio interviews and having groupies show up out there and, you know, all the rest of it. But, I mean, hell, I'm sorry, I'm bad, what can I do for you?
No,
I haven't done enough. No, no, it's true. We're bad, we're covering up the truth. But anyways, what else is going on?
You probably didn't know. All I ask is, can you have the people from the Pentagon on or April Gallup? That's it.
April Gallup. Who? That name rings a bell.
She was pulled through the hole of the Pentagon.
Yeah, that's right. And then
maternity leave.
That's right, maternity leave. I know who April Gallup is.
Yeah.
Sure. I believe we've tried to get April Gallup on. You know, it doesn't mean that people just come on the show. There's a lot of people that we've tried to get on, but we'll do that again. April Gallup. That's actually a good guest to have on. Will you make sure that Trey gets that? I'm sure he's in there listening. Okay, anything else I can do for you?
I will say one more thing. I was holding Luke's camera up there in Denver, and in no way did you say kill Michelle Malcolm. I videotaped the whole thing.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that for you saying that, but we all know that's a lie. We all know I paid you to say that. It doesn't matter what all the video shows. I'm not saying it doesn't matter if people with her said it. I'm evil. And you know what? I'm happy to be the bad guy. I didn't say it, but if people want to say I said it, it's fine. Okay.
Carlos is back.
Carlos is back. Okay, Carlos, tell us what's happening in Mexico.
Oh, hey, Alex. Sorry about that. Phone is a little shitty. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of the violence, I have a lot of family back in Chihuahua. Chihuahua, right, the heart of central of really all the violence is at, if you know. I have grandparents, uncles, and last year my father's cousin got picked up, and as you know, the hijackings and abductions are at sky high right now. He got abducted right next to his house, and they found his body the next day, you know, shot again execution style, and that's just, like I said, it's touched home. And having so much family down in Mexico, you know, I've basically grew up in the drug violence, you know, it's like profit for a lot of people. That's what people live on down there. So, you know, this drug prohibition in the United States is destroying these Latin American countries, and it started really down in South America with Colombia and all those countries. And as you know, it's moving closer and closer to the United States. You know,
yeah, well, that's what COG did, is they made drugs illegal and they set up continental government to battle drugs while the CIA is always being caught with crashing airplanes and trucks full of cocaine and heroin. Our troops openly guard the poppy fields in Afghanistan as eight times what was being produced during the Taliban is now being produced. I mean, again, Richard Grasso, head of the New York Stock Exchange in 1999, goes to the FARC guerrillas and says, invest your drug money with us. They had a law passed in the U.S. to make it legal. And then they make drugs illegal, so it makes a huge black market. It energizes criminal gangs. It makes them fight with each other. And then you have the U.S. in Colombia, in Mexico, in Nicaragua, El Salvador, Peru, all down there killing each other over the cocaine, marijuana, and heroin.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's a perfect system to wreck the societies. Just like they made alcohol illegal, and it turned out that it was big Canadian breweries and whiskey makers, distilleries, that had helped get it passed, knowing it would quadruple their... And alcoholism tripled, prices more than quadrupled. It energized the feds, their excuse, their prerogative to go out and do stuff. It energized the mafia. It corrupted the police. It isn't enough for the drug dealers. They're going to ship drugs in, and they're going to put you in jail if you're caught using them in their private prisons that literally are owned by the money laundering banks.
Yep.
And they're going to take your pension funds, and they're going to take all the money out of the Pentagon. And they're going to do it because they've got the weapons, and that's it. Until the dumb public stops going along with it and stops living in la-la land, it's only going to get worse. But Carlos, tell me more about what's happening in Mexico.
Well, as you know, the drug war is basically the driving force behind the police state. So you're seeing a lot more military and cops running around everywhere. And, people think it's good, but a lot of these cops are just corrupt as the drug dealers themselves, you know.
And again, the U.S. takes fiat dollars that Americans are going to have to pay for and for the interest on, and then just gives tens of millions a year to Mexico to do it. Sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just like Colombia all over again. It's just the exact same thing. I read... was it Paul Scott's Cocaine Politics in Central America? And that was a great book. I read that was like when I was like 16. And it's the exact same as in Colombia. It's just, you know, just like the 1920s without girl prohibition. It's happening all over again, just at a larger scale. And, you know, people need to wake up.
Any other stories you want to tell us about what's happening in Mexico? I mean, French news agency reports 2,000 dead just in two towns on the Texas border, hundreds dead on this side, mass death, rocket attacks, hand grenade attacks on the U.S. side, total media blackout here in the U.S. other than local papers. It's freedom. Anything else you want to add, Carlos?
Well, just having Mexican parents, I hear about these stories every morning. You know, every morning my mom.
Well, hold on. We're going to keep talking during the break here. Carlos, yeah, I mean, keep telling the folks what's happening.
You know, we need to end drug prohibition. It's just destroying our youth, destroying this country, and it's horrible. It's horrible, Alex. At this point, I can't stress it enough. We need to end drug prohibition. That's going to be one major, you know, tool that the New World Order will be, you know, not be able to use anymore, because that's really what they use is, you know, a tool to enslave us, and drug prohibition is just that.
Well, it's the excuse to get involved in people's lives. I mean, first it was we got to stop people brewing whiskey without a whiskey tax, so they created the BATF, the revenuers, as they were called. And then it was we're going to create all these other agencies, and they just create more and more of them to go around eating out our substance. And the more they get involved in our life, the worse all the problems get. But from their view, is it a problem shipping in more drugs? Is it a problem putting people in prison? No, that is a big victory for them. It is modern slavery through drug prohibition. God bless you.
Yep. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
You bet. Good to hear from you, Carlos. Let's talk to Steve in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Great to talk to you again, my man. Listen, I'm homeless out in the forest due to a foreclosure from a house that we were renting. But we're still keeping the faith. Me and my kids and my wife, we're all healthy out here. And I can only listen to you on the phone, so I don't get to. Unless I go into town, I can't get behind the scenes on the internet. But I just want to tell you, I don't care what anybody else says. You know, they call with disagreements. You're doing a great job. Love all your films. And I just wanted to ask you about basically since Reagan, with Bush Senior being the vice president, they've been in the White House for about 30 years. And I'm just wondering what your take is on that as far as...
They are the continuity of government. It was Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld that set up the current plan for martial law through drug prohibition as the front to get rid of posse comitatus. Now you see generals and admirals, you know, running most of the agencies and running local universities. And this is the bomb makers, the weapon makers with the bankers are just taking over. And so Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, they're all just the titular heads or the figureheads for military rule for the bankers of the country. The country is in receivership. We're being conquered like a third world nation.
Right, right. And what I wanted to know was, what your take is as far as, you know, with that whole family, with them, you know, being cousins and just all the, them being in power for this long, you know, in the United States, even though they're the puppets.
Yeah, it's just a sign of that even their puppets stay in power. It's just a bankrupt.
Right, so I wanted to know if what your take was as far as, if I think they're going to enact martial law before McCain or Obama.
All right, let me comment on that. I appreciate your call.
Man, and they're going out like a dinosaur. Why, they used to grow food in Kansas. Then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law.
You know, it's one thing. It's one thing to talk about how the International Banking Crime Syndicate is going to set up a police state so they can loot the treasury and implode the country. It's one thing to know that's their plan. It's another thing to see them doing it. It's another thing, I mean, you know, to be here. It's kind of like you're waiting to be executed and you're now we're being led up to the gallows. That's a whole other thing. And the caller was saying, I think they'll have martial law before the election. Hey, they snuck attack Russia a month ago. They could do anything. The globalists did. They just bankrupt Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and a bunch of other companies in the last week. And a bunch of other consortium slush funds. They could do anything and everything. These people are bold. They fly remote-controlled aircraft into buildings. I mean, these are some bold people. They put cancer viruses in the population's vaccines and shoot them up and watch everybody start dying from it. I mean, these are some bold people. They're slick. They're just over the top. They're the bravado, the chutzpah, the will, the scope, the daring. And against a bunch of arrogant know-it-alls who really don't know anything, it's a bad situation. I know we got Tom Caleb, Chris, and others. I'm going to try to cram Caleb and others here in just a minute. I didn't really plug anything but my videos once today, and that is what makes this show possible. All we can do is fight on to the end, whatever the cost may be, so I hope you'll visit Infowars.com and get some of the great books and videos and films we've made. They're the best out there, and get them out to people. And I hope you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership so we can expand our operations here and fight the New World Order. I also hope that you will support sponsors like eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. Big banners to eFoodsDirect.com at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, eFoodsDirect.com. You can go there and watch videos and listen to audios about storable foods and preparedness. Really good stuff from Steve Shank. Or you can call toll-free and get a free brochure, audio CD, or order storable foods, high-quality storable foods. 1-800, very affordable, though, 1-800-409-5633. The big thing is take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves first, then you can take care of other people. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. And I hope that you will certainly check them out. There's also Ecolo Blue, and it is spelled out for everybody. ECOLOBlue.com. Big banner up on Infowars.com if you forget it. But it's EcoloBlue.com. ECOLOBlue.com. And it's humidity right out of the air. And it does 7.5 gallons a day in normal humidity, about half that in a desert. and you can just grab water out of the air, plug a solar panel into it or into the wall, atmospheric water generator for the home, 1-866-585-4044, 1-866-585-4044, or ecolablue.com. Don't wait. It's a great system. Check it out today, 866-585-4044. I'm sorry. We'll have a bunch of big guests tomorrow and your phone calls throughout the week. Really important shows lined up for you. And how does the radio show grow? By you spreading the word. If you're an internet listener, not an AM or FM, but internet listener, you can tune right back in to the show at InfoWars.com. A bunch of key economic news at the start of the show.